this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
This will be a day long remembered. It got released on Alamo Day, the fall of the Alamo, and the birth of Texas. That released yesterday evening, but it's breaking in the news today, on Tuesday, March 7th, 2017. WikiLeaks unveils Vault 7, the largest ever publication of confidential CIA documents. Another Snowden emerges. Yes, let me be specific. This has been leaked by patriots inside the Central Intelligence Agency. So was all the information that you saw unfold during the campaign. None of it came from the Russians. The Russians hacked into the East Anglia facility that was running over 1,000 universities' false thermometer temperature readout data scam. The Russians admitted to that. That was 6 years ago. That affected the Russians, an attempt to make them have carbon taxes, and I salute them standing up against the fraud that is the carbon tax. And the Russians have done other successful hacks, but almost all of what you've seen has been leaked by U.S. intelligence. I was told this by people high up, still in the government, but also outside the government. You're never really out of it, that this was all coming 2 years ago. I told you it was coming. I've also said probably 100 times since the election, if the globalists don't back off and leave Trump alone and the American people, that new WikiLeaks are coming, even more damning, that will destroy Obama. Now, everybody's freaking out right now. It's that your TVs are watching you, your cell phones are watching you, how it wires into all these private corporations, how these private banks are able to manipulate the stock market and control it, how they're blackmailing the media, how they're blackmailing Congress. Why do you think Trump came out 3 days ago and said, you're wiretapping me? Well, they'd admitted they were doing it. Remember, oh, we have the communiques of Flynn and the Russians. But that was a bluff. There was nothing there. The head of the Intelligence Committee in the House, Nunes, says there's nothing there. And all these other top-level people are saying, watch out, Trump was being illegally spied on. And now, this massive treasure trove of tens of thousands of documents, a nightmare for the New World Order is here. And I've warned Hillary, and I've warned all of them, and I don't say this from a position of a power trip. I'm just a messenger, but somebody who's willing to do it and go through the things that happen to a messenger who delivers this information. But I am very honored to be a major messenger. Trump's much bigger messenger now, and others are coming as well. Snowden's a big messenger. But make no mistake, this is only the beginning. The pedophile rings, everybody are going to be exposed. That's why they're completely panicking. That's why they're completely going, you know, crazy right now. It's why their minions have been activated to yell and scream and all over the country. They tasered, they beat, they shot, they pepper sprayed men, women, and children viciously. They're calling for civil war. They're calling for death. They're calling for destruction. Then they had some Media Matters piece that I'm calling for Trump to be violent. I said if they try to organize violence in the streets, as Newsweek has done, a case for rioting, a case for civil unrest, and if they call for Trump's death, that's illegal. You're trying to organize violence. We don't want to be violent. We're going to destroy you with the information. And by the way, that means weaponized info, the truth. But yes, if you really want a physical fight, I would advise you to back off right now. I want stability. I want a good stock market. I want jobs. I want freedom. I want the $1,400,000,000+ in new infrastructure that's been announced by the government and private interest in just the last 3 months since president was president-elect. The return of a real president, 45. If he's successful, it will dwarf anything George Washington ever did, and we're all doing this together. Trump cheers Exxon's plan to create 45,000 new jobs in just the next 4 years, dealing with hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars of investment in Texas and Louisiana alone. Yes, absolutely. It's happening now. What do you think getting Rex Tillerson in there was all about? Total delivery. That's just the latest in the last 5 minutes. This is the beginning of the end of David Rockefeller's New World Order. Stand by. We'll return.
crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Sight is clean. I keep the country free. All right, I think it's time to go ahead and announce some things here on air so that the globalists and their minions understand exactly what they're facing. Their higher-ups have known this for a long time, but their minions don't know. Globalist forces, dysfunctional saboteur types that want to bring this country down, that want to enslave humanity and be social engineers. You have been undermined for decades, and the patriots inside our government and others have been quietly preparing for your absolute and complete defeat. Not your overthrow, but your legitimate defeat. Because you can't overthrow something that's illegitimate. You're just being removed. A lot of people are freaking out right now because they know this is the broadcast that told you they have kill switches and remote control in all the airplanes for at least 25 years, all the modern airplanes. We're the ones that told you they can remote control your car right off a bridge and gave you the documents. We're the one that told you over 20 years ago that television sets were watching and listening to you. We told you they could switch on the microphone in your regular landline, not just your smartphone. We told you everything. And because patriots inside the different agencies were unable to speak out, my show was early adopted, not officially, as a place to dump information. And so I had NSA whistleblowers, corporate engineer whistleblowers, you name it. I mean, you've seen for many years the Thomas Drakes, the William Bennies, the technical head of the NSA come on the show, the former NSA folks from 20 years ago blowing the whistle as well, like Wayne Madsen. I mean, there's countless great people out there. So it's not about us getting credit. It's about people understanding we've been absolutely on target. And that's why I was told many years ago that in large divisional groups in the Defense Department, in Defense Intelligence, in the CIA, in the NSA, in the Geospatial Group, in all of them, they would call people in entire meeting rooms and say, this guy's young, he's wild, but he's done the research and has the sources. He's dead on. This is the voice of America right here. Alex Jones. We don't know how he came up with InfoWar, the way to counter it, why we don't have that website. We don't know. This guy's doing it all. He's reverse engineered it. This is the guy to listen to. And I obviously didn't want to tell you that, even though I knew that 15 years ago. And this morning, some folks I know got calls and they were like, yeah, we got ordered 12 years ago to listen to Alex Jones, SEAL Team 6, you name it. That's because we did it. We resisted. We stood up. InfoWars is on target. And if people want to know some of the conversations I've had with Trump, it's been about that. It's amazing. I can't believe the intelligence community loves you so much. You've been dead on for 20 years? Wow. Yeah, I'm just now learning about all this. I mean, people want to know. Trump's learning about all this right now. About how they can remote control planes, how they can crash cars, how they can turn on microphones and cameras, all of it. And people were asking, how did I know this 18, 19 years ago? It was because there were a lot of engineers in Austin that were very wealthy that had been part of this that saw me on air talking about it and gave me even more intel. And Bill Clinton ordered people to surveil me. He ordered from our intel people to beat me up, to break into my house, to do a lot of really nasty stuff, try to set us up. And then all of a sudden, the decision was made before Bill Clinton even left. The military said, we're not doing this to Alex Jones. So they persecuted me up front and then decided this is a patriot. What the hell are we doing? Because they were surveilling me and turned me loose. So I've been in the jaws of this system by the grace of God. And it's just the right place, the right time, family background, being from Texas, people knowing I'm for real, that we've been leaders for at least 15, 16 years, hardcore, inside the government because other people couldn't talk about this stuff and they would say, you listen to Alex Jones or you're ordered to listen to this. They'd be, what, the conspiracy guy? And they're like, it's not a conspiracy. He's dead on. This is the intel on the whole program. Listen to Jones. He's got it all. Because I've done the research. I've read the globalist books. I'm not that special, folks. You go read Carol Quigley's books, and you go read Bertrand Russell's books, and you go read Brzezina Brzezinski's books, and you read Galton's books. Some of the stuff's 170 years old. Most of it's 60, 70 years old, 30, 40 years old. It's all there. I just read all the books. People act like they're professors. They act like they're intel analysts. They act like they're researching. They're not. They're just trying to act cool. I did it, and I'm not bragging. So I told you, big leaks are coming. Giant leaks are coming. And I said, Trump doesn't want to have to release all this because it can really hurt the country and hurt our intelligence gathering capabilities overseas. But it's all being done illegally by rogue groups to enslave the country, to blackmail, to have servers acting like they're in Russia, attacking things, which the intel community knows. Because they've got systems above that that watch it. And they know they've been trying to set Trump up with Russians. And that's all come out in the news. It's up on Infowars.com right now, Dr. Corsi. Vault 7, CIA can stage fake Russian hacking to undermine Trump. CIA kept Russian cyber attack techniques handy for false flags. And they did it to Trump. But the intel community then looked in Congress at the claims, and they were fake. And so they kept saying, Trump's got a secret server. Yeah, they were running one right out of a van outside the Trump Tower trying to spoof his IPs. And they rolled the whole thing up, folks. That's why Trump is so pissed right now. He didn't even realize how bad it was. So I told you, CIA stole Russian malware, use it to misdirect attribution of cyber attacks. So it's all going to come out, ladies and gentlemen. Everything we told you is in the new docs, tens of thousands of them. How they break in your phones, how they compromise Congress, how they run sex operatives against Congress. And we always keep saying, why does the CIA do this? Why does the NSA do this? Because the American people have been in the dark because of the media. The media is the enemy. They're owned by the foreign assets. They're the problem. It's not the FBI. It's not the CIA. You think the CIA, mainly made up out of soldiers that went and dedicated their lives to this country, really want to bankrupt the nation and really want to end the family and really want to put cancer viruses in vaccines? They all know it's true now, and they're pissed. So, I always knew in my heart, if we reverse engineered this thing, exposed it, that strong men and women in government and in corporations would come together and that we would beat the New World Order. I want to declare to the globalists, there's nothing you can do now. You can kill Trump, you can kill me, you can kill Ron Paul, you can kill Rand Paul, you can do whatever you want, you can shut the internet off. Nothing will stop this now. You are completely surrounded. That's why Brennan said you better watch your mouth to the president. It's all bravado. It's all arrogant crap. So I'll say it for the thousandth time. I don't work for any intelligence agency. I don't sit there and you know have meetings with these people. I went out separately and did what only an independent journalist and freedom fighter could do with you, the listeners. So the credit for what's happening goes to the listeners. It goes to the whistleblowers. It goes to the supporters of this broadcast first. Because without you, there's nothing. It's not I'm just giving you credit up front because I want to patronize you. You are the resistance. You think we're playing games here? You think I risk my life to lose? We're going to win! And nothing's going to stop that unless we stand down. And we're not standing down in the battle for the Republic. I am so honored to be part of this. All of you should be honored. You should be thanking God on your knees right now that you're alive right now and to be part of the defense of this Republic and the return of justice into the world. Because if America falls, my God, their plans were horrible. And we'd almost fallen. They planned to finish the job with Hillary. They were so arrogant, they ran that corpse as if we would go along with that. Their arrogance has been our greatest asset. But only now do they understand exactly what they're facing and what they're dealing with. Only now. And I'm going to warn all of them. I'm going to warn the fake media. You think there's not WikiLeaks and documents on how you're getting your orders from the foundations, what websites are being paid, who's getting money from who? You don't think it's not known? You don't think that the New York Times can be destroyed with one mouse being punched? You don't think the Washington Post can be destroyed just like that? And you're going to make us destroy you. I understand that. I don't take any pleasure in that because you're already such scum. Hurting the country to bring you down is very, but if it's got to be done, it's going to be done. You arrogant Obama. You had the whole country in your control and hated it and tried to run it in the ground. All of you. Chuck Schumer. All of you are grasping low, evil, anti-human piles of trash. So what are you going to do now? Everybody knows. What do you think Chris Carter, who admits he gets advised by the CIA for his TV show for 20 years, said, I'm basing the whole new show on Alex Jones, not just the character. Alex Jones is a patriot. Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is the model of the future. He told Vanity Fair that. He told Hollywood Reporter. I'm not bragging about that. Who do you think told Chris Carter which way the world's going? 7 months ago when the show came out, a year plus when he started production. Why would he be allowed to put a show out where Alex Jones is the hero and then say Alex Jones isn't racist in the real world? Alex Jones cares about humanity because the CIA is almost completely converted back to the Republic. In fact, most of them were never away from the Republic. They were controlled by scum and they were waiting for the people to create alternative systems to open up a wedge against the globalist. And now it's happening. You think the CIA wants war for Russia with no reason? We should be allies with Russia and dominate the planet, defeat all the tyrants. It's a natural alliance. There's real thinkers now taking control of our government that actually want prosperity and justice and peace. What's got to be dealt with? The last communist strongholds, Cuba, Venezuela, China, and the Islamicists. You deal with them. The sky and the stars are the limit. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back on the other side. But this is the InfoWar. I'm Alex Jones from the Central Texas Command Center, broadcasting worldwide in defense of the Republic. Well, Paul Joseph Watson's article's up on InfoWars.com. It needs to go total viral. Judge that's over the wiretapping says investigation into Obama spying on Trump would reveal mass surveillance of all Americans. Deep state petrified, a pervasive spying being exposed. It's funny, Trump just got in and said that he's been spied on, and Obama and everybody lied and said they hadn't, and then all the documents got released today. It's good to have somebody ready to punch you scum right in your filthy noses, isn't it? Been bullying this country long enough. Now you're going to get your guts kicked in, scum, metaphysically. I told you, you want to fight, you got one. That's not bravado, like you filth sit there and spew all day. You want an actual war? You're about to get 100 times what you ever imagined. Oh, look at Media Matters. Alex Jones tells Trump to use violence against his opponents. No, that's not what I said. I said they're using violence against us. They beat people up all over the country this weekend at the Trump rallies, tasered people, pepper sprayed them, and the police did nothing in the towns the globalists control. And they're trying to kill the president. They're calling for his murder. Have the grand juries indict every piece of filth that's calling for the president's murder. It's called the law. You people don't get to go around using violence and organizing it without being met. See, you attack us, you get attacked back. See how that works? Understand how that works? Get that through your mind that you've taken our kindness, our restraint as weakness. You have no idea. So there it is, InfoWars.com. It's all right there. And the judges have all been involved, but it's federal judges coming out, not just Judge Napolitano pointing that out. It's the head of the Intelligence Committee. It's former Attorney General under George W. Bush saying, oh, absolutely, they're surveilling everything. But here's the thousands of pages of documents released last night on Alamo Day. Just crazy. I called for the military to stand up yesterday and tweet and Facebook out articles and photos of yourself saying you support the president. Vault 7, CIA can stage fake Russian hacking to undermine Trump. Intercepted Russian communications, part of inquiry into Trump's associates, New York Times. Remember, they said that over a month ago, but now they say they never spied on anybody. And it turns out they were spying on the attorney general, then a senator, when he met with the Russian ambassador that was totally normal. WikiLeaks unveils Vault 7, the largest ever publication of confidential CIA documents. Another Snowden emerges. It's not Snowden. Snowden was part of a larger operation. And we've told you there's more Snowdens. And William Binney and Thomas Drake have told you there's more Snowdens. And they're getting ready to release things even bigger. And they released all the stuff on the Democrats you saw, which is only the literal tip of the iceberg. Below that tip is 99% of the stuff, and it's everything. Oh, you want them to release how Obama had Michael Hastings blown up? They all witnessed his car out of control explode. The engine shot down the road hundreds of yards, but oh, nothing happened. Let me tell you, my car blows up in the middle of the street. It's a bomb. What did Hastings know? Hastings found out about all this and more. And he said, we're at war with the government, and most of the media is bought off. They're at war with the people, and I'm going to be exposing it all soon. It's unbelievable. And he had learned it all. But see, how was that wife of his, the head person, the only aide allowed into the meetings of the National Security Council? She was at the funeral. I talked to people that were there. She said, oh, yeah, they murdered him. But then she went on CNN a few months later and said, oh, nothing happened. It was all completely normal. Michael Hastings was a government agent. He was with an agency. And he decided that things were so horrible, he learned about it, he's going to go public. What could that be? What could be so horrible that people that are around death and killing all the time say it's too much? Well, it's called the abuse of children. And so you already see the procurers of children being arrested by the thousands all over the country, caught. They'll catch them with 30-plus kids in a dungeon, and it's in one news article in L.A. or one article in Pennsylvania, in Philadelphia. Normally, that'd be all over the news, wouldn't it? But see, oh, it gets the police do their job, it comes out, but then it gets shut down. So there's a civil war going on against the white hats and the black hats and the government. Let me give you the news. The white hats have the initiative, the numbers. The bad guys are on top. But Trump is in a civil war trying to clean them out right now. So we got the guy on top. We're all below. We're going to meet in the middle in a pincer attack. And we're unstoppable if we pray to God.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We're building the new world order. One based on nation states and based on industry and ideas and based on innovation. We're building the new world order on the ashes of the parasitic corporate world government that wanted to create a monopoly over humanity and merge with machines, claiming we were obsolete. The humans against the psychopaths and their machines are now beginning to strike back. Roger Stone's coming up here in a few minutes with big news. I talked to him last week, and he said, watch, you're going to see massive stuff unraveling this Russia situation very, very quickly. And I had the same intel. And now Trump has struck back. The intelligence agencies have struck back. This huge data dump, Vault 7, the largest ever publication of confidential CIA documents. Everything we told you is in there. Because everything we told you was either reverse engineered in government documents from whistleblowers, you name it. We studied the big picture, integrated the intel of what the globalists said they were building. Now, we have this short report that I'm going to our guest. It's about 3.5 minutes long. It's called Zombified. And it deals with real videos. No matter where we go around the country, the majority of the anti-Trump people are violent. They're hateful. They're screaming. They're yelling. And they are tasering people, attacking, you name it, this weekend. It's all over the news. Just tasering old ladies, you name it. They seem to attack the weakest people, too. It's like a total coward instinct. A predator instinct. The anti-sheepdog instinct. And I'm really concerned because with the Prozac, the drugs, the TVs, the lowered IQs, the mesmerized state, the weakest amongst us have been turned into literal zombies because they have low brain waves, they're in a near sleep state, and they all have their tongue hanging out. They go like body snatchers. It's like at the end of The Body Snatcher, she's running around Washington, you know, the remake of the 70s. She goes, oh, it's you. And he goes, way. I mean, that's what they've turned into. Thank God we're not these people. Here's Paul Watson's report. Then we're going to Roger Stone with what's the biggest news ever. Vault 7. Then this is only the beginning. Biggest yet. More is coming. Here it is.
And now for something completely different.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
You could see her. She's literally zombie white, pot bellied, and her tongue's hanging out.
What the hell are they?
I mean, you look at the whole crowd, they're like, even the black people look white. They're like zombies.
USA!
But wait, give her a chance. When she calms down, she might have an actual argument.
I've seen the raw footage. It goes on for 30 minutes. Just,
just more autistic screeching.
You need autistic folks. That's actually what this
is. No, I know what you're thinking. This is just one individual. This isn't an accurate portrayal of the reasoned, credible, legitimate anti-Trump protest movement.
United States of America.
No. It's just total, like, baby toddlers throwing fists. This is what they teach at the colleges. They then bring them in, they play with Play-Doh.
It has to be a joke. I cannot believe this is happening. I'm literally.
This is when Trump got elected.
You better
see, the mainstream media is their
right
friend.
Now.
They watch it. This is who watches Colbert. There's nothing more uncool than Colbert. There's a person in D.C. I mean, this is what they do. These are the nicer ones that don't attack them. The yuppies go, F you, get in your face, scream at your kids. I mean, they are just entitled, hate-filled scum.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Joking aside, this is the effect that the mainstream media is having on people. This is what happens when you tell people over and over again that Trump is going to bring about the apocalypse. This is what mass hysteria looks like. This is what happens when collective insanity is legitimized by
the media. How dare him raise $3 trillion from the stock market? It's him making the phone calls, folks. All the new jobs being announced.
This is Trump derangement syndrome. And it's sweeping America.
When there's no more room in hell, the dead will walk the earth.
Yeah, this is better to watch, though it's actually worse to watch. Infowars.com/show. For any of listeners who want to see the feed, regardless, spread that link, folks. We're in an info war here. You want to take the country back? This is it. America wasn't going to be easy to take down by the globalists. That went up last night, only has 347,000 views. That sounds good. A lot of Paul's videos get 5, 10 million, 15 million, 20 million, 30 million views. So again, I think this video, zombified anti-Trump protester, goes nuts. But you have to understand, this is the attitude. It's total selfishness. I'm in charge. I'm your God. By the way, at the end of that video, there's an ad for Roger Stone's book, which they've been censoring all over, not letting on the New York Times best-selling list. It's The Making of the President 2016, available at InfoWarsStore.com. That also helps our broadcast. And by the way, I saw it last night and tweeted it. Roger Stone has had his Twitter account taken for 24 hours. And they say there's more work you may need to do to give us value and build us up. You know, you're the reason Twitter exists, but he's tweeting about what's happening. He's a major political player. He can't exist. Let's go to my Twitter and show a screenshot because his Twitter's gone right now. Of what he was told on his Twitter dashboard, that you've done something bad. We're not going to tell you what. It's very Kafka-esque, beyond 1984. We're not going to tell you what's happened. And you're banned for 24 hours. And there, quote, may be more work you've got to do. That's on Real Alex Jones on Twitter, if you want to see that. That's why it's more important than ever. I was so focused yesterday with all that was about to come out. You notice I didn't even plug yesterday but one time. That's right. Let's do a screenshot of that. There's a screenshot I tweeted out. I know that. That's it. You have been determined that it's violated the Twitter rules, so you will need to wait some time before using Twitter again. Won't tell you what you did. You will be able to unlock your account in 11 hours, 57 minutes. That's about the time we got a screenshot. Notice you may need to complete some additional tasks to resume using Twitter. And they also don't let most of his tweets be seen by people on Twitter. It's all about being gamed. You say, well, why are we on Twitter and Facebook? Because that's where the zombies are, and we're desperately trying to reach in to find out who may still be partly awake. So follow him at Roger Stone Jr. Follow him. Follow us at Real Alex Jones. It's so important. And I've got a bunch of specials. We're having free shipping throughout to next Monday on all the products, the nutraceuticals, the books, the videos, the non-GMO heirloom seeds, the water filtration systems, all of it. Free shipping on thousands of items, 50% off Trump Pence 2020, brand new shirt, $9.95, so everybody gets it. It's the next viral shirt. It is going viral now. My top viral shirt in the last year is 100,000 shirts or close to it. Folks, if we have a million people listening an hour conservatively, just get the shirt or make your own. I don't care. They got online t-shirts places like $15. You can design it yourself. Take my design. In fact, let's put a graphic on the site for free. If folks want to just print off the graphic and have it put on a t-shirt, if for some reason they don't want to get it from us, just stand up for free speech against these bullies. Just be seen. We'll break their back. We're so close to victory. I mean, like eight different companies I saw this morning, from Exxon to you name it, just announced they're relocating to the U.S., hundreds of billions of dollars in the next 5 years. The average job is $100,000 paying each person. I mean, this is incredible. We're open for business again, but we've got to stand up for somebody risking his life, his treasure, everything. Donald J. Trump going upstream against the enemy and winning. Unbelievable. Thank God for this. It's happening. The catalyst is here. The victory's ours. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You can't get a nice navy blue shirt, red, white, and blue, Trump Pence 2020. We're launching this whole movement, keeping America great. On the back it says, America First in 1776, InfoWars.com. You want to meet like-minded people, defend the First Amendment, stand up to the bullying, which is only at these rallies. It's safe everywhere else. Then get the shirt, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And maybe you already know all about the campaign and what happened because you listen or you were involved. Get the book. Give it to a so-called libtard and say, listen, actually see what's in here. Why are you so upset? Why are you mind-gamed, Jedi mind-tricked into believing all this garbage? InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping. It's going for 7 days, and it's done next Monday or I guess next Tuesday. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't like to get on air and, you know, talk about the sources we have and things over the years. And I got to tell you, the first time somebody who says they're in the CIA gives you information, and then you later learn they're a real person senior in it, and that they really gave you real information, you're like, what the hell happened there? Am I being set up? You're like shredding the info. This kind of stuff happened like 18 years ago. NSA, you name it. But it's happened so much now, and we built the info war to fight it. And I was never involved with intelligence agencies. I didn't realize that I had people that had been involved in them that didn't like what was happening, leading me, helping me, mentoring me. People like Vic Vreeland, who was in Air Force intelligence and saw a lot of action in Vietnam, said, you're going to be the info war. That's what you do. Let's get this site here. It's yours. He was a fire department chief here in Austin, deputy fire chief. Great guy. Won't come on the show. He lives out in Bastrop and says, hey, I'm really old now. Great job, Alex. I'm done fighting. But it was like I was given all the intel just constantly by patriots. Didn't like what was happening. So then all these other people were like, who is this guy? What government does he work for? So they investigated me, looked at it and said, no, this guy's a natural. And then we built the info war. We did all this, and we've kicked their ass. And so going back more than 15 years, all these major intelligence agencies, I'm going to skip the breaks. We have more time with Roger. We're told the Patriot Group said, listen, Alex Jones, that's the channel. So we became the real voice of America, despite all our problems, and I'm not perfect. And so now most of the intelligence agencies are aware. They're involved. They were already aware, but our show crystallized it all, organized people. And now the globalists are in trouble, and Trump comes out, I'm being spied on, knowing they'd lie. Then all the data comes out that he was spied on, that they were having servers ping him, trying to set him and stone up. It's all coming out, folks. This is the counterstrike by Trump and the Patriots. This is so legend. Roger, is this not incredible, my friend?
Alex, I think we are on the cusp of the greatest single political scandal in American history. I think it is a scandal that will hasten and accelerate the realignment going on in this country. The deep state has been hit with a double whammy. they have gotten caught spying on the nominee of one of the two major parties, and their rationale, their phony rationale for that spying, has now been disproved. We now know, indisputably, despite the claims of Barack Obama and the disinformation pumped out by James Clapper, that the Obama administration, on the basis of no evidence whatsoever and no probable cause, went to the FISA court, the secret, super secret FISA court, first in June, requesting that Donald Trump and his associates, including yours truly, be put under surveillance, and they were, we believe, denied. We now know that they went back in October with something more narrowly drawn as far as candidate Trump is concerned, and this secret warrant to spy on the Republican nominee for president was approved. It is unclear whether the monitoring of my own email, my own text messages, my own cell phone calls was approved in June or in October, but it was indeed approved. So this is the naked political manipulation of the system, of the government system. Richard Nixon went down for Watergate. He didn't know about Watergate in advance. He didn't approve it. It did not utilize government agents other than perhaps the CIA agents sent to
Roger, this is exactly, and you were involved in all, this is 50 times bigger. Here it is, Catherine Herdage, top-level state operatives leak Flynn phone call transcripts. We already know that, but when she goes on Fox News, she's heavily embedded with the CIA and defense intelligence, you name it. When that lady, like a spy chief, gets on there and says that, you know they're totally turning on him. And didn't Trump set him up, having him deny it for 3 days before all this comes out? Let's be clear. This didn't come from the Russians. This came from the Central Intelligence Agency. And I was told a week ago, get ready for the next hammer to drop next week. Relax, Alex. Trump's on it. And so they want a war with Trump, man. That is showing he knows what he's doing.
Yeah, I know. It's quite extraordinary. Look at the President Obama's carefully parsed response. He didn't order the surveillance. He's going to try to lay this off on Loretta Lynch as if his attorney general ordering it is not him. The buck stops with him. Nixon bore responsibility for what happened on his watch, and he went down. This went down on Obama's watch. There is no doubt whatsoever that you would spy on one of the two major party candidates for president without solid evidence of a need to do so of a criminal nature without the president doing so. This was a puff of air. This was a Clinton campaign press release. There still are, according to the House Intelligence Committee, and I'm going to give you this tape shortly, no evidence whatsoever of a contact between the campaign associates of Donald Trump. Those would include your...
Sure, that's all old news. Roger, I don't know if you had chances last night when this came out. I've got as many people as I can on this. Vault 7 is the whole map, how they could kill airplanes, how they could kill cars, how they were trying to set Trump up with false flags, with Russian servers, how they were planning all of this, how they were putting out disinfo, how they were bribing and blackmailing Congress. I mean, this makes the original WikiLeaks and the stuff that came out during the campaign look like child's play. This is a hydrogen bomb dropped on the criminal deep state by the patriots in the deep state. This is the biggest scandal ever. This is mega massive. I don't know what they can do. And you see even the Fox News analyst that had been kind of stabbing Trump in the back all suddenly turning against Obama and Holder and Lynch and Clapper and Brennan. I mean, this is amazing.
No, the dirty tricks and the tactics of the deep state have now been, you know, exposed for everybody to see. These criminals have to be dragged in front of a grand jury one by one. In all honesty, I don't think a congressional inquiry is the way to go.
We need indictments under national security for illegal spying and sabotage for private corporate interests against the United States of America. It's espionage. It's a new type, though. It's corporate espionage against the Republic. That's what globalism is.
It is not wise to go to Congress for a totally politicized investigation in which nattering nabobs of negativism like Elijah Cummings blather on and on about the CIA and these allegations without a shred of...
Look, they've all called for the president to be overthrown. The media's called for him to be killed. I'm not the one calling for violence. They're the ones here. I think they're very close to really getting in some big trouble.
Why I think A.G. Sessions should unrecuse himself. Look,
yes.
What happened last year is very clear. The president hits it out of the park with the State of the Union. He's got a head of wind for his agenda.
That's right. The Trump was already planning all this, but he's not telling the subgroups. And that's why whoever... Do you have word on who told Sessions to recuse himself and why Trump blew up Thursday?
I have no information on this, but here's what I know. Here's the sequence. Trump knocks it out of the park. The deep state leaks the Sessions stuff to try to take the wind out of the president's sails. Trump comes right back with the wiretapping at Trump Tower, upping the ante.
Knowing this was about to be released.
He's the master.
Keep going.
So in my view here, Sessions should non-recuse himself, or better yet, let's appoint a hard-nosed lawman special prosecutor and give him a grand jury. Ash Carter, James Clapper, John Brennan, these men need to be in front of a grand jury. Let's find out what they knew and when they knew it. Let's find out who the leakers are. Let's drag the whole first and second level of the Obama State Department and
sure, Roger, and Roger.
CIA in front
it's
of the jury
in,
to get to the bottom of this.
It's in the CIA data dump that they were trying to set up Trump and his confidants with fake servers from Russia and fake cyber attacks. So we now know. We have the head of the Intelligence Committee in the House saying no evidence, no phone calls, no nothing. So they've been caught with a bluff of surveillance. They did the surveillance. Now they're trying to say they didn't do it, even though a month ago they bragged they do it. They are up the creek without a paddle.
Yeah, it's very interesting the way they have inadvertently blurted out their game. Hillary Clinton tweets just days before the election that computer scientists have located a server in connection with Russia at Trump Tower. Clearly, is that a confection, do you think? Computer scientists who work where? The Central Intelligence Agency? Busted. Busted. She knew the whole thing in advance. They were all in on it.
Well, here's their problem, and it's all here now. It's all here that they were running fake servers trying to spoof the IP addresses of Trump Tower. The intelligence community saw through it. These traitors they've put in the CIA, we probably outnumber them, you know, just in the liberty movement, but also in government, 5-1 is the number I'm getting from good sources. Don't they get they're sitting right next to people that know they're the enemy, Roger?
It is quite extraordinary, but as I told you earlier, Alex, today, the most amazing thing to me is the extent to which the president is hard-driving on policy, not deviating on any of the policies that he pledged, whether it's restoration of Glass-Steagall, breakup of Dodd-Frank, building the wall, cutting taxes.
Obamacare is about to get deep-sixed. Obamacare is in deep trouble. They banned the tranny bathroom crap. All of it's happening.
At the same time, however, he is filling a government with quislings. This is my deepest concern for him. Anthony Scaramucci, widely respected and even revered by conservatives, a man who did yeoman service to the Trump campaign by raising money and providing wise counsel, a man who is a personal friend of the president, essentially squeezed out of a White House.
Well, let me stop you. That's Trump's only problem.
By a Bush guy.
No, I understand that. We'll do a whole other show on the appointments, but... It's true that he's still doing his agenda, but it's Priebus and others that admittedly are the ones telling people to resign, telling people to recuse themselves, and Trump's blowing up. He needs to get rid of those people. Roger, we'll talk to you again soon. Paul Watson's in the fourth hour today, but if you want to come on the nightly news tonight to get 20-30 minutes without any breaks to really lay all this out, we'll do it and talk about the bad side of what's happening with Trump. He's doing great in his agenda. He's got great people in the intelligence agencies, but he's got a lot of politicos. I guess as a business guy, you bring in the folks that used to run stuff, you think they'll follow your orders. They don't. And so I think that's his one blind spot. But maybe he knows something I don't know. Thank you so much, Roger. We'll talk to you soon.
Let's definitely do the news tonight because there is so much breaking news between now and then. I will learn much that our
All right, let them know when you want to tape it or come on live. Thank you. All right, joining us in this segment of the next and a little bit more, then we got a bunch of other guests joining us. We are learning so much. Now, Dr. C. Pachinik, of course, was at the State Department as head of psychological operations and other agencies. And, of course, with involvement with Delta Force, the founding of that, he has a lot of great sources. He's been spot on. I certainly have all my sources separate from his. But so I don't know his view yet on Vault 7. I just know it comes out of the CIA as to show what criminal elements of the deep state are doing, and as a direct counter to the criminal deep state trying to block this America agenda and our president, and the fact they tried to set the president up as a Russian. That's all in here, that they're the ones doing it, and literally in trucks outside trying to spoof Trump's IPs. And so Congress has seen through it. Fox News has seen through it. I think we're seeing a collapse of the old establishment, this criminal globalist system right now. I'm very euphoric, but we'll see if Pechenik concurs. Dr. Pechenik, thanks for joining us. StevePechenik.com, co-author of Tom Clancy, of course, as well. What do you make of all this?
Well, as I told you before, and for some time now, we have had a civilian-military confrontation in the intelligence community. Much of what you're seeing now in Vault 7, which is a release of over 9,000 pieces of information, was forewarned several months ago to me. I knew this would be a continuation of
what you said. More big leaks are coming if they don't back off.
Excuse me?
You said more big leaks are coming if they don't back off.
It's not just a leak. Let me put it this way, Alex. We have a far more serious issue. As I told you before, when we initiated a counter coup against Hillary, this is once again an attempt to get rid of all those people who are impairing and distracting from Trump's agenda, as Roger said. But it's far more serious. This time around, the reason why these leaks were given was to simply take down the CIA. The CIA, as I've said for the 30 years since 9/11 and elsewhere, has been out of control. It has been out of control.
And let me ask you this. Why are there so many people in the CIA that are for this?
For what? For Vault 7?
For all this coming out.
Well, because they're good people. The CIA is not monolithic. What happened under John Brennan, what happened under Obama, this is a strict indictment of Obama and what happened with the increased surveillance of the CIA during the past 8 years and the previous 8 years under Bush Jr. And what happened, the honorable people within the CIA realized that this was a mandate that had been exceeded. In other words, this is criminal action. For the CIA to go into cyber communications,
this is leftist globalists using the CIA and NSA power to subvert the republic.
Well, let me be a little bit more expansive than that. This is not just the leftist and the globalists. This involves John D. Rockefeller, who was head of the Senate Intelligence Committee. This involves Susan Collins. This involves Mark Rubio. This involves Diana Feinstein. This involves many people who are over the Senate Intelligence Committee who were aware of this for over 8 to 12 years and did nothing.
They allowed this criminal action.
There is no question this is a criminal action. The reason this was released by my people and others who are literally caring for the republic and use Alex Jones as a means to get to the people of the United States was the simple fact that we can no longer maintain covert aspects to the CIA and cyber communication. One of the most important things that was released several months ago, and nobody realized it, was Zero Day, which was a film on Netflix, and Michael Flynn and General Michael Hayden was in it, and a bunch of others.
Stay there. We're back in 70 seconds. We'll keep you into the next hour with the next guest as well. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. History is happening before your eyes, and you're all part of it. Spread the word to people. Tune in right now. InfoWars.com/show. The battle for the Republic is now. Elements of our government ally with radical Islam. They're going to be cut to pieces.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
America wouldn't go down so easy, would it? And this is only the beginning. Dr. Steve Pechenik, former spy master, works with a lot of agencies through the State Department, joins us. He'll be with us 30 minutes into the next hour with, of course, another great brain, Michael Schneider, the Dr. Jerome Corsi, has major White House contacts that are giving him all the intel with breaking stories that nobody's covering because they're so big with the corruption. Hundreds of billions stolen by Obama out of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, looting everything. I mean, it's all coming out. The data dump has begun. Now, let's go back to Dr. Steve Pachinik. You were getting into the fact that major things are happening. Go ahead.
What this is a game changer. What's happening in effect is that our community and the intelligence community, both civilian and military, what they're interested in is warning the American public and the world that the so-called smart appliances, let's say a phone, smart TV, Samsung, Sony, even your smart car, is totally vulnerable to the NSA and in particular the CIA. Now, the NSA always had the mandate for cyber command and cyber warfare. The individual and the institution that never had the command or the mandate was the CIA. It has to release its mandate or it will be prosecuted for crimes against the state. And it has already committed crimes against the state. Remember, when you and I first started, one of the reasons why I was so pleased to come on your show and to continue to be on the show was the fact that you represented the American public and you were not in any way influenced by mainstream media. The 9/11 issue was so embarrassing to our military, where they were literally bushwhacked into a war. And they were bushwhacked into a war by none other than the civilian CIA. And John Brennan was a major element, George Tenet, Peter Goss, a whole group of congressmen and senators who eventually became honorable or whatever else they did, they were criminals. In return, the intelligence community said, we no longer want to be part of a republic which dupes the American public. And that was why I was used as the mouthpiece and the individual to relate it to the American public. As long as you and I and the American people understood that the republic had to be paramount and that the individual was supreme in this republic.
Well, by the way, I don't want to brag because I've known this for a long time. It's crazy. I'm not part of any intelligence agency. I just was an American patriot resisting this tyranny. But going back 18 years ago, 15 years ago, then 12 years ago, I've now confirmed with all these folks in SEAL Team 6 and Delta Force and Special Operations, their commanders would come in and say, you're to listen to Alex Jones. We can't tell you all this, but he's figured it out. I can legally tell you, you're ordered to listen to that. And from deep inside all these agencies, and I wasn't even that good 15 years ago, but you were coming on then, they were ordered to listen to me. So it's not the whole agencies, but what was this ordering them to listen to me 15 years ago? What's that?
Well, what had happened, and with all due respect to you, I know you're quite modest, but the issue was that you were able to stand forth as a fighter. You were a fighter within the business of news. Now, at that time, nobody understood what the alternative media was. No one could understand how could a young man from Austin, Texas, garner such a reputation and garner a huge audience of over 18 million. When you and I kept talking, and it started with Benghazi, it started with 9/11, it was with the nonsense of Osama bin Laden, the credibility that you created within the audience and within your own narrative was so important to our intelligence community that they understood this was a venue to talk to the public. They don't need David Singer. They don't need any of their David Ignatius of the Washington Post. They don't need any of these reporters. That's why what you're seeing in the press and on TV is the death. And I've said it for a long time.
Let's talk about that when we come back in 70 seconds. You'll have the floor to talk about where we go from here, what we expect next, how the criminal elements, the deep state will strike back. With Dr. Steve Pachinik, stay with us. I'm Alex Jones.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, Michael Schneider's going to ride shotgun with us at the bottom of the hour. A columnist, read by millions a week. TheEconomicCollapseBlog.com. Hopefully we can stop that if Trump's able to turn the jobs back on, which he's doing a pretty good job of, but a lot of the globalist operations like Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan admit they're trying to actually implode the economy to consolidate it, despite the fact they've seen record profits under Trump. Best small business numbers since the 1984 recovery of Reagan. That's official news. Exxon Mobil announcing hundreds of billions of dollars of investment in the next 6 years, next 4 years on the Texas and Louisiana coast. I mean, it's just daily these huge announcements that we're open for business again, that we won't prohibit you coming here and doing things. That's what globalism is, was selling off American assets, selling off the fact that we had more than half the world's wealth 30 years ago. Dr. Steve Pachenik's riding shotgun with us as well, co-author with Tom Clancy, filmmaker, of course, involved in a lot of different agencies and helped broker the Camp David Accords, founder of Delta Force with General Boykin and Schumacher and others. And he can seriously come on and told you there's been a major war inside the government, a civil war, a deep state war. He's been saying that for several years, and now it's all over the news today. So really what's happened is, what happens now that 9,000 documents come out, 9,000 pages, Vault 7, the largest ever publication of confidential CIA documents. That's released today, massive coverage, Infowars.com. And they admit, we're remote controlling people's cars and blowing them up. They admit, we're breaking into your phones and watching and listening to you and your smart TVs. Well, that was all in the terms and service. We told you about that 15 years ago, but it's all here now. So what happens is what we've covered here becomes so mainstream, and even Fox News and CNN are forced to report it. And Obama's dumb enough to say, we're not surveilling President Trump or General Flynn, when a month ago they said they were in the news. So you're seeing that these losers are so arrogant, they think they're invincible. Obama set up this office 2 miles away from Trump saying he's going to overthrow it. And Holder says he's coming. He's coming. Like he's Christ. I mean, I'm not a psychiatrist like Dr. Pachenik, but I mean, this is delusional crap. And I don't want us to be delusional either. We're in the fight of our lives, but we're getting the initiative. Trump isn't a coward. He knows what he's doing. And so this is an amazing time to be alive right now. Dr. Pachenik, I want to go to our guests and have you go back and forth. But, I mean, what would you say this time is we're alive in right now? Then I'll ask Snyder the same question. I mean, is this not one of the most important times in U.S. history?
From the very beginning, since 9/11 and the fact that we continue, this is a second American Revolution. This is as clear as it becomes when the entire regime was changed legally. And it was changed thanks to you, the internet, alternative media, social media, and it was a new type of revolution. That's why the press doesn't understand it. And economically, we are changing because Brexit is breaking up. Germany is now coming to see Trump. China has to deal with Trump. Japan had to deal with Trump. And your guest will explain why the economic dimensions are even more serious. But the reason why this was dumped out again, if you want to call it another counter coup on our behalf, where we did it against Hillary, we did it against Obama, now we're doing it so that we can bring into the forefront the issue of cyberspace and cyber command and cyber warfare. That's what my people, both civilian and military.
You said 3 years ago Snowden was a deep state deal to cut the wings of these out-of-control agencies. You've been proven right.
Correct. Well, I don't want to be right. I just want to protect the republic. I want to make sure.
Well, I know you can't talk about a lot of secret stuff. I have a lot of sources, too. But, I mean, give us the feeling of how you knew 3 years ago that Snowden was actually doing this with a Patriot group and where this is going.
Because when you hear a story that's concocted as follows, Snowden broke his leg in special forces, then he was hired by the CIA, then he was fired by the CIA, and then he was a contract officer for the CIA, then he was a contract officer for Booz Allen, and then it's so cockamamie, it's so convoluted. This is typical CIA nonsense. So when you hear a convoluted story like Osama bin Laden was killed, when in fact he was already dead and he had a renal dialysis machine and he couldn't move, but they killed him in Pakistan in the center of the most secure area in Pakistan, that was absurd. And so people like McRaven, the SEAL teams, and all the special forces, General Dempsey, they were all compromised by a stupid narrative which couldn't be corrected. And that's why the CIA has had a real problem. I said stupidity, arrogance, and incompetence has been the triad of the CIA for years. Whereas in military intelligence, if you come up with that kind of nonsensical story, you would have been fired and court-martialed. And you saw that with Manning and you saw that with others. So from our perspective, the more convoluted the story, the more nonsensical it is. Obama was the candidate who was the most lethal of all. Everybody thought he was sweet, intelligent, and didn't do very much. You saw how lethal he was to the entire country. And I said it from the beginning. When you have a black individual, a mulatto, whose mother was in the CIA, whose grandfather and grandmother were in the CIA, and they worked for the East-West Center under what I control, then you know you have a CIA operative who really doesn't know strategy and instead functions on tactics, on lies and deception.
So to simplify it, we have patriots from all the agencies, but mainly the Army and the military saying no to the CIA and the globalists.
Because we're trained. When we go into the military, we're trained to pledge allegiance to one thing, the Republic. We're trained to pledge allegiance to the Constitution and the Republic.
The CIA's full of a bunch of leftists now since the 70s.
Well, the CIA was full of leftists, universalists, lesbians, gays, transgender. They don't care. Their only interest is to increase their capabilities and to violate the laws of the Constitution.
So it's a power grab.
It's more than a power grab. It's a stupid, self-destructive entity which came out of a brilliant group of individuals who are white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. They came from the elite schools. They knew exactly what they were doing. They had served in World War II. And then in return, what we had was Catholics in action who were not the brightest in the world, who were totally incompetent, who never really fought in wars, who really never understood the strategy and tactics of where the Republic had to go, and instead created problems. As General Eisenhower said, the CIA has left a legacy of ashes, and this is the destruction. Now you see the punishment that's coming back again and again and again.
That's my next question, then we're going to Snyder, and then pop in. I'm going to skip the break so we have more time. This is such an epic time to be alive. That's what I've been told by my sources, not just you, is that if they keep pushing exponential, each data dump will become more devastating. This dwarfs anything we've seen so far by a power of one or two. The next thing is going to be even more devastating. Can the globalists and other groups give up? Because they seem so desperate. I think they know they're in deep trouble. Don't they understand if they just give up, they can go into abstention or going to be left alone? But if they keep pushing, they're going to be totally destroyed?
They understand what you're saying, but that's not the reality of what's happening. Your guests can reaffirm this. Number one, I predicted years ago Europe would break up. The simple reason wasn't that
you
I was
did. You were on here 6 years ago about de-evolution, right. How it was all going to happen, how we get right. A nationalist president, go back to the South, be the new king base, everything, right. It all happened.
Yes. The reason I could say that, there were structural inconsistencies in the EU. When you have a very weak and competent country like France trying to block the rise of Germany, which by national character will always be the most powerful country in Europe, you know then it's a self-destructive move.
Because they're not even doing it for the EU. They're all fighting with each other in a power grab.
Well, not only that, there's going to be a disillusion. There's going to be currency changes. As your guest will say, you know, Britain is pulling out, but they have the pound. What you need
is how much trouble is George W. Bush's or George Herbert Walker Bush's or John D. Rockefeller the third or whatever? How much trouble is their New World Order in?
Their New World Order does not exist anymore. As a matter of fact, that
so it's already gone. They just haven't figured it out.
Well, the Rockefeller children, whom I know, the great-great-grandchildren, they couldn't care less. They're really not involved in money. Most of Soros is really irrelevant. All of the people that we're talking about are irrelevant. The people who are relevant are Merkel from Germany, Le Pen, a woman from France, Abe from Japan, and President Xi Jinping from China, who knows that he is an economic problem. He knows that very soon, if he does not act appropriately, we can make certain that China will have a very severe economic problem.
From what I've been read, I mean, in a month, couldn't we put China into a depression?
Well, China, actually, you know, you hit it right on the head. I didn't want to say it, but China is technically insolvent. Most of their companies right now are bankrupt.
And that's why they're trying to throw their weight around is just bravado.
It's also bravado. It's a distraction from the major concern that President
Let's come back to that. Let's come back to that. Stay there, Dr. Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com. Let's bring in Michael Snyder, Economic Collapse blog, millions of readers a day, contributes to Infowars.com. You're hearing all this. What a historic time to see Trump striking back. Are they smart enough to back off now, or will they have to release the next data dump?
Well, Alex, I believe the globalists are not going to give up. In fact, they know they're in a life or death struggle, and that's what we need to understand, because a lot of people out there, they thought, well, Trump got elected. Now we have a good government. No, we still have a bad government. It's just Donald Trump has taken the most important position in the government, but now the deep state is rebelling against this foreign entity which has invaded their domain, and they want to get rid of him. You know, in the past, when Republicans lost an election, they said, well, we'll try again in 4 years. For the deep state, for the Democrats,
that's right. America is coming back into our government, and the globalists are pissed.
Yeah, they're freaking out. And so they had no intention of waiting 4 years to get rid of Trump. They plan to do it immediately. The Daily Mail said, hey, Obama, his sole goal is to remove Donald Trump from office, not 4 years from now, but as quickly as possible. And that's what the deep state is trying to do.
And that's called a coup. I mean, I'm not a guy that calls for violence, but at some point, Pachinik used to call for uprisings 5 years ago. I say, don't do that. We're into an info war. But if we have a president, he has good approval. He's doing good things. They're lying about him, trying to kill him. At some point, Dr. Pachinik, just briefly, at some point, when do we, I mean, obviously we're winning the info war now, but they keep calling for violence. Is there any teeth in that?
No. The reason we don't need violence at this particular point in time is because we are exceedingly good. We in the military and the civilian intelligence community, we're very good at psychological warfare, which is what you saw. Coup, counter coup, and once again, this Vault 7, the dump.
Sure. Back to Michael real quick, because I interrupted. Go ahead, Michael.
Oh, everything you guys are saying is true. We've got this struggle within the government. And Donald Trump, you know, he got elected and he went to work right away trying to do the things he was elected to do. But he needs to realize that the Trump is not going to last long unless he wins this battle against the deep state. Because the deep state, they have the initiative right now. They're just going to keep lobbing grenades and scandals at Trump.
I agree, but isn't this a giant counterstrike with this Vault 7?
Yeah, and I'm so thankful for that, because now we're getting a little light on the CIA and NSA, because up till now they've had the initiative because no light was being shed on them, so they could just anonymously do their work and lob grenades.
Sure, but I mean, Trump is the president now, has stuff that will completely destroy them if he wants. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah, the problem is there's just not one or two individuals. You're talking about thousands of individuals spread throughout the government, the deep state, that need to be rooted out. So Donald, and you know, unfortunately, he just can't go in and shut down the NSA or the CIA, you know, without the help of Congress. And so, you know, there needs to be mass firings. He needs a clean house, because until he gets rid of these people, he's going to be dealing with it the entire time he's in the White House. And eventually they're going to find something on him that's going to stick. So Donald Trump needs to make this his top priority. And I'm so thankful that he's upset that they were wiretapping him, that they're listening to his calls, because finally now something may be done about all this unconstitutional surveillance.
I agree, because that's one thing Trump was wrong on, was going along with surveillance. And I said, wait till he realizes they've been surveilling him like 3 months ago. And it was like biblical, because now Trump's all pissed, realizing he's thinking we use this against like Al-Qaeda or Russia or China. No, the real power is here domestically by criminal groups. It's got to be curtailed. Dr. Pachinik?
The key here, let me go, it's not that he's going to weed out everybody. I appreciate what the gentleman said. The reality is what's happening is the Christian majority of this country is moving forward. It has consumed the notion of patriotism. Within Trump's administration, we were already prepared through General Mattis, General Kelly, McMaster, Flynn, and other generals. We knew exactly what to expect. The issue at hand is no longer that you want to eliminate your enemy. You want to expose them, as Vault 7 is doing. You want to prosecute them, go through a due process.
You want to fully discredit the ideology, not make them martyrs.
Correct. Not only the ideology, but you want to impugn the integrity of the legislatures who were looking over this, particularly Dianne Feinstein, particularly Wyden, particularly all the Republicans, McCain and Lindsey Graham and Schumer, all of those who were involved in overseeing the intelligence. This is far more important to us than eliminating anyone. But that's gone. There will be no violence. The other issue at hand, and this is what Michael can address, is that Trump has brought in Mnuchin. As I said before, Mnuchin's job is to realign the currencies of the United States, which is at too great a height right now, with the other currencies of the world, so that we can export at a favorable rate for ourselves.
So that'll turn our economy on like nothing else.
Well, he's going to turn it on, but at the same time, he has to work with international currencies. In order for us not to be the supreme currency, which it is, we have to lower our rates so that we can compete with the French, the Japanese, the Mexicans. What we're doing now, instead of going into multilateral relationships, we're going to bilateral. So Mexico has a favorable outlook now because Wilbur Ross, the head of commerce who understands restructuring, said, look, we're going to give Mexico a very favorable rate on the pesos, but we're going to do business with them.
And let's be clear. And then the media spins it that Trump hates Mexicans when he's actually trying to lift everybody up.
No, he doesn't hate anybody. All he wants to do is do business, and it's apolitical in that way. He's going to do business with Canada. We've realigned our currencies according to the Canadian dollar. We're going to do business with England. We're going to realign our currency.
In fact, I was reading all that. The media spins it. Mexico ought to literally be kissing his butt right now. He's actually trying to, like, equalize.
The media doesn't understand any of this. Alan, you're way beyond what's happening here. The alternative media has gone way beyond anything in the media. You can't expect...
Well, I'm not bragging, but let's say this. What's it like for Shiner and then you, Dr. Pachinik? Everything you cover, Michael, everything Pachinik covers, what Drudge covers, what WorldNet Daily covers, now suddenly you watch Fox and CNN, they're being forced to use the terms. Senator Rand Paul just called, wants to come on. I mean, that's no big deal. He calls sometimes. But it's like they are starting to realize we've been dead on. This is an amazing moment. Go ahead, Michael.
Oh, it's very true. And you hear terms like globalist in the mainstream media versus nationalists, which is what they call people like us that don't want the globalist system. And so that's come to the forefront. All these things are coming to the forefront, which is a wonderful thing. But Trump is at a very dangerous time because there's this deep state war within the government. But then outside the government, people, you know, there's not going to be any violence on the right, as your guest mentioned. But on the left, they're becoming violent. There's calls for violence. In fact, former Attorney General Loretta Lynch just made a video. I don't know if you guys have seen it, where she said, hey, there were blood in the streets in the past, and we're going to have to do it again. People are going to have to die. This woman was just very recently the Attorney General of the United States.
Oh, I know. And by the way, they're in the news saying I'm calling for violence. I'm not. I'm saying they're trying to get violent. They're tasering people. They're beating them just this weekend all over the country, beating up women. I'm saying, how long do we put up with their crap? But I get it. I think we're winning by letting them, like Gandhi did, or Martin Luther King, beat us up and show they're the scum.
Well, basically, I agree with Michael, but what's really happening is University of Vermont, which is a liberal school, but nevertheless, they don't want to admit that they provide language studies for the CIA. In other words, they better get their act together before we stop funding University of Vermont and their nonsensical behavior, because they know they receive an incredible amount of dollars, as does the University of Berkeley. What's happening is you're getting the exposure points of the left, but it's 60 years too late. In other words, these kids who are not studying, they're not doing anything, have never served, will never serve our government, are going out and protesting. Is this the equivalent of the protests in the 1960s with Abby Hoffman, where people were killed? No. Is this, in fact, just an eruption of a bunch of entitled little babies and the left wing and all? Yes. What we have to be serious about is to address Dianne Feinstein, get her out, Nancy Pelosi out, Mark Rubio out, all of these people, Susan Collins out. We don't need violence for this. We are way beyond that now. The left is lost. They have no idea what to do. They're trying to mimic what you did, what I do, what others have done, and it's lost.
They're calling themselves the resistance, when the entire dirty power structure is trying to prop them up. And it's crazy. In fact, they've got these new white papers out saying Jones hijacked the liberal movement that was against the WTO. No, just because I'm a patriot or more right wing, which I'm not even right wing, I'm a patriot, it doesn't mean that I don't want national sovereignty. It's the left pushing for globalism and corporate control outside of free market. They're the tyrants. I mean, what's going to happen, Dr. Pachinik, as a psychiatrist or just as a citizen studying this, when the leftist crybabies, I mean, they're literally crybabies, finally find out that they were part of the establishment?
Well, not only are they part of the establishment, they are the nurtured little orphans of the establishment.
Yeah, the useful idiots.
Given the word, but that they're finished. The real issue is even the corporations who thought that they could get away from a Trump made a very big mistake. For example, Caterpillar, a major American company, did an inversion, what we call a financial inversion in Switzerland, and refused to pay billions of dollars in taxes. Trump picked it up. Our administration picked it up very quickly. And then the IRS came in on Caterpillar to say, guys, you've had falsified accounting. Now you will pay billions of dollars and you will come into criminal action. That's what's happening at a much greater level. The left doesn't understand that, not even the right. But when Caterpillar tries to avoid paying taxes by doing a stupid inversion into Switzerland, which is a haven for corrupt money, then you know you've got corporations.
Yeah, the simple Trump rule is this. We're open for business. We have low taxes, low regulations. You're not going to just suck off the country and get laws passed that screw us when you're going to end up hurting the population. We're going to have give and take two-way streets.
That's correct. But that reasonableness is not really understood by the left at point. The corporations are still trying like little babies to get away, and they're trying to act out when a Trump...
Sure, to get 100% profit, even though it burns down the world.
Well, the point is they've gotten away literally not with murder, but in some cases with murder. But this time around, when we brought in all the Goldman Sachs boys, all the economic experts, they finally...
Hold on, Doc. I'm going to let you have 2 minutes to finish up on the other side where this is going. Then I'm going to give Snyder about 5 minutes because we cut into his time today. And then Rand Paul, Senator, wants to come on with some big news. He's going to be joining us. Then we've got other folks coming with breaking news. We'll be back.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Like Stephen Bannon says, all the outside globalist constructs will be burned down. This is a real revolution against tyranny you're seeing. 21st century war. Dr. Steve Pachinik's going to finish up, stevepachinik.com. Former spy chief, hooked into everything. Everything he's talked about has really come true. He's been one of the most accurate guests we've had in decades. 22 years now on air. It's been 22 years as of April. I forgot to announce that on air. I keep saying 21 years. I get older and older here. 43 years old now, but on air since I was 21. And then, of course, we have Michael Snyder. Great brain on this. I'm going to give him about 5 minutes in a moment to finish up his comments, but... The media is not going to tell you, though they're starting to, how big a deal this latest data dump is. It's exposing the CIA, the deep state, how it's been used to blackmail Congress, try to set up Trump. It's all coming out. And yes, this is the counterstrike. I don't even know if the president knew about this, but he was told you're being wiretapped by the agencies. He knew it was accurate. And so now this is just backing it all up. And there's even more, I'm told. So, Dr. Pachinik, let me ask you this. Other points you want to make, but then... How does the establishment that's left, because they're so damn delusional and arrogant, how do they counterstrike? Or is the delusion I see is the bravado and the hubris fake? Is all this chutzpah fake or is it real? And how do you, as a guy that predicted this 6-7 years ago on the air, how does all this lay out? How do you see the breaks happening?
This is the third coup and counter coup that we have been involved with. I told you weeks ago we would do this, we would do it again. Basically, what's happening is the deep state, or as you call it, the CIA and others, will be cleaned out. Pompeo's job is to clean them out. Mattis's job is to clean it out. We will clean out the 16 different intelligence organizations. But what we need, and we're fortunate to have Dr. Rand Paul. I have to thank Dr. Rand Paul and his father, Ron Paul, for having stood up against the neocons who tried to come back into the administration, particularly the worst and the scum of them all, Elliot Abrams and John Bolton. If it wasn't for Dr. Rand Paul, we would still have a huge influx of neocons. But he stood up, he wrote an incredible, accurate letter. And he defied the...
And he led the fight exposing how Obama and the neocons were backing al-Qaeda in Syria. He was the leader of that. I mean, he's really done a great job.
Well, yes. And I think the audience should really appreciate what Dr. Rand Paul has done as a singleton, literally working alone and really going up against Paul Ryan, going up against the weak-kneed Republicans, and he stood for what we wanted, which was the revolution, peaceful, at the same time making sure we clean out every piece of flotsam and jetsam that the Obama, the Bush administration had. So he becomes important. Other congressmen and senators will become important. But again, I'm very proud that he's a physician, he's a great ophthalmologist, and he's a great American. I want to thank you, your audience, and
your guests for
having been...
I want to thank you and everybody that's awake here, but I mean, it's a big time. How do they counterstrike then? I mean, if this is a football game or a war, how are we doing?
We basically won it. I'm going to say, you know, when we are the victors, let us be a little bit gracious and back off and continue to do what we do quietly. We don't have to gloat. We don't have to say anything. They will act out like children in a pamper.
In fact, doctor, I almost this morning, I meant to come on air and say we have won. It may take them a while to figure it out, but this I can feel it. There's still a lot of fights to come. They can still try to kill the president. But even though they do that, it turns them into a martyr. I've looked down every avenue they've got. I don't see any way they can reconstitute themselves.
They're finished. When you have 79-year-old Pelosi and 82-year Dianne Feinstein, you're already in the cemetery. The left is in the cemetery. All we've done is to put flowers on their graves and walk away. You need not say anything else.
By the way, have you seen the footage where they think Russia attacked Korea? They don't say North or South. They think Bush is still in office.
Waters, and that's the kind of stupidity you'll have when you have affirmative action. We had a president on affirmative action, Obama. He was a disaster. We cleaned out his record in 7 days. That's it. No more affirmative action. What we need is our entrepreneurial skills and may the best win. And that's what America's about. Thank you very much. And thank your audience. And thank Dr. Rand Paul.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Pachinik.
My pleasure.
There you go. I don't think they're going to give up, though. I think it's going to have to really be bad. I think they're going to have to bring all the pedophile stuff out. And I know Trump wants to measure all this coming out, but I just don't think they understand what they're up against because everything we've talked about and warned about is coming true. All right, Michael Snyder, economiccollapseblog.com. Great brain. Thanks for sharing your time with us today. To take 5 minutes, you've got the floor to relay what your biggest concerns are and see if you concur with Pachinik.
Yeah, Alex, what we have just witnessed is a critical moment in American history when Donald Trump learned that the government had been listening to his conversations, wiretapping him, and he got extremely upset about it. That was an extremely good thing, because now what Donald Trump can do is he can start asking questions. And if he starts asking questions, what he's going to find out is that the NSA is tapping directly into the central servers of every major technology company. I'm talking about Google, I'm talking about Facebook, Apple, et cetera, et cetera.
It's all declassified.
It's all declassified. It's all been documented. It's also been documented that the NSA has secret electronic monitoring rooms in every U.S. telecom company where they tap directly into
the phone. That came out 8 years ago out of San Francisco at AT&T.
Yeah, but that was just one example. It's about, you know, at one point it was 20 around the nation. It's probably much more than that now. But all that information from the telecom companies, from the internet, is fed back to a giant data center out in Utah. They built it just
Let's
a
be
couple
clear.
Of years
it's
ago.
So huge, it parallels the size of the regular telecom. That's how big it is because everything's passed through.
Yeah, it's got 1 million square feet of storage space there. It costs $2 billion to build. It takes $40 million a year just for the energy bill to keep that place running, and it can store 5 zettabytes of information. Now, what's a zettabyte? One zettabyte of information, that amount of storage space would require a stack of iPhones from here to the moon. That's just one zettabyte. So when you're talking about 5 zettabytes of information, you're talking about amount of information that's absolutely incomprehensible. So what's stored there? Basically, people have to assume that all of their phone calls, everything that they do on the internet, all the embarrassing selfies that they take, whatever goes through the pipes, the government grabs and then they keep and they store away. Now, they don't have enough people to sit there and listen to them all, but what they do, they grab it, they store it, then if they need it, they call it up. So if they're targeting a specific organization...
And let's not forget, they can plant things on it. That's in the WikiLeaks and the newest Vault 7, is they were in there trying to frame Trump. That's what they've been caught in, is with fake servers trying to say it was him.
Yeah, and also in this new data dump, it's come out that they can spoof attacks from other nations. Like they can do a false flag cyber attack, make it look like the Russians did it.
Well, that's what I kept saying. They claim this stuff's coming from Russia because you have Russian malware. I can get that and do that.
Yeah, absolutely. And so in this new revelation, we learned that the CIA can use... It can tap into just about any device, even use Samsung televisions and use them as a microphone. So you're sitting in there in your home and you're just watching television and the government can literally be listening to your conversations. And so, and the same thing is true with cell phones, where it's been documented that the NSA, the CIA, they have the capability of listening to you through your cell phone. Even if you think it's turned off, they can spoof it where it's still actually on. They can use it as a microphone to listen to your conversation.
Which we told people 20 years ago, now it's all over. So what happens as all this comes out? What happens to our credibility?
Well, our credibility goes way up because we've been warning about this forever. We've been writing about, I've been writing about these things for years. You've been warning about these things for well over a decade. And so people are saying, hey, they were actually right about these things. But Donald, this is why Donald Trump and his team need to be so, so very careful, because literally wherever they go, whatever they're doing, the spooks could be listening, whether it's through a cell phone, whether it's through a television, any electronic device. And, you know, how are we going to get away from all electronic devices? Some people.
Listen, I mean, just as a point of privacy, you know, if I'm going to have time with my wife, I go put the phone in the other room just because, I mean, I know they do it. I've been there before when the damn thing turns on. People are typing on my phone, calling people and stuff. I mean, I don't ever talk about that on air, but I've experienced it a decade ago where your phone boots up. People are typing. They're calling people.
Yeah, even former CBS reporter Cheryl Atkinson, her computers would come on in the middle of the night and the government would hack into them, and she got computer experts to come in. And they actually planted classified documents on her computer so they could have something to frame her with.
They tried the same thing with Drake and others, but he got warned by people inside the agency saying they're doing this. So that's the good news, is there's people inside these boardrooms like, let's shut up William Binney and Thomas Drake. Let's go plant stuff on their computer and put them in prison. People are like, then they literally put it in their mailbox and warn them, hey, they're coming with a SWAT team. I mean, it's just, man, evil.
Yeah, and so this is so critical because now Trump is in a position to do something about it. For so long, we've known about this. We've been screaming about this, but nothing has been done. But now Trump...
Well, I don't say this to be vindictive, but this is... some of these people need to get tried. They need to be put in prison. Some of this is punishable by death. I mean, we need some public hangings. I don't say that meanly. I don't want to kill anybody. I want due process. But, I mean, people need to get hung over this. So folks are scared to do this again.
Yeah, and it's not just about going after the individuals, but it's about taking away one of the most powerful weapons of the New World Order, and it's this surveillance. It's this monitoring people. It's this information gathering. If you take that completely away from them, then they're greatly disarmed. So the key thing is to end the surveillance. Now, if Trump goes through this,
yeah, if it's a foreign power, a person of interest, spy the hell out of them. But here's another thing. Build all these kill switches into everything. Where they can take over planes. Hackers can do it now. They've left everybody wide open, all these other governments, power plants, reactors, because they built this in. And of course, they've caught the Chinese, who make most our chips. They're putting them in ours. I mean, this is freaking nuts, man. And then the NSA doesn't want to talk about it because, oh, they'll know about our back doors if we know about the Chinese back doors. How about death penalty for putting back doors in people's stuff?
Yeah, people don't understand what's going on out there. You know, when we hear about someone dying in a car crash, well, did they die in a car crash or did the government cause it to happen? When a plane crashes, well, you know, and Donald Trump's plane almost crashed, you know, a couple times there.
Putin's driver just died, like 20-something top Russians just died.
And so this is the kind of stuff that our government is doing. Our government has behaved very, very badly. So Donald Trump needs to put an end to that. He can't just get upset, but action needs to be taken. We need to stop the surveillance. We need to stop the assassinations. We need to stop.
No, I agree, but let me ask you this. What do you think is going to happen when the establishment doesn't back off and keeps going? Because I was told a long time ago, they get ready for this, that they're going to bring down the real data next. They're going to arrest the whole pedophile ring. They've already rolled up the procurers. I mean, they're ready. People say, well, go ahead and do it. It'll hurt the country so bad. We kind of, I mean, they need to be arrested, but my God, this is crazy. What do you think?
Yeah, well, what we're seeing is an escalation on both sides, and eventually it could go nuclear on both sides.
I think they'll try to nuke Trump. They're scum. They think they're invincible. Trash always thinks it's invincible.
Yeah, and so they're going to go to whatever level they need to do to take down Trump, and then now Trump and his side could keep escalating things against the deep state, which they need to do. But literally, we are in a civil war. We're in a struggle for...
Yeah, by the way, that's not rhetoric. I keep telling people, this is not rhetoric.
No, it's not rhetoric at all, because the deep state, the globalists, they're not going to roll over and play dead and give up. They're going to fight for their lives because they know they're in the biggest struggle they've faced yet. And so the people need to understand, just because Trump's president, it's not over. But
the game's only begun. And it's a game for our entire family future. Michael, let me ask you this in closing. I've got to say, I've been ashamed of the stuff that happens in America. I've gotten upset at some of my fellow country people, but I'm really actually proud right now to realize what's been going on the last few decades, and always have known this, but I've personally been humble about it because I've been mission-oriented. But I'm telling you, this is history. This is so incredible what's happening, so complex, so big, And we really are getting the upper hand. We're having big victories. And it just really makes me proud to be an American. I've always been proud of our history. I'm so proud of our country. I love my fellow country people, no matter what color they are, where they came from. People that love liberty, I love them. And it makes me so proud right now to see that the country's coming back. And it makes me only want to work harder to make sure we succeed against these people.
Yeah, the second American Civil War has already started. Now, it's not involving shooting or that much violence, although we've seen the riots and protests, and I believe they're going to get a lot worse. But it's a struggle between two ideologies, the ideology of the globalist and the ideology of freedom and liberty and the values of our founding fathers. And one of those ideologies is eventually going to win and vanquish the others. And up until now, the globalists, they've had control of the entertainment system, the news, the education system, the political system, most of our politicians. But now with Trump, we're seeing an uprising. Now, the battle's not won. It could go either way, or there's a third alternative where we destroy each other and bring the nation down in the process. So that's better than the
globalist, all anti-family, pro-death people. That'd be better the country bring down than them be run. Because them in control is humanity being brought down. That's more important than the country.
Oh, it's true. And so people need to realize this civil war is going to take time to play out, and it's not clear which side is going to ultimately reign victorious.
And that's why the maximum effort now of every man, woman, and child is critical.
At maximum effort, more than ever before. And now Donald Trump has given us a beachhead, a foothold in the political realm to start making major changes. But we've got to actually make those changes. We got to keep Trump in office. That's why they're trying so hard to topple him, because they know they're in danger. And so it's the struggle. It's the fight of our lives. And people have got to put more energy.
That's right. The fight for America and the future of humanity is happening now, folks. It's really happening. That's not hype. It's beyond any hype I have. This is it. Be involved. Pray. Be politically involved. Call and talk radio, C-SPAN. Support broadcasts like this. Call Congress. Just whatever. Get aggressive, because the enemy media is not going to tell you what's happening. Michael Snyder, thank you so much for your great work.
Thank you.
All right. Senator Rand Paul called up about 20 minutes ago, 30 minutes ago, and wants to come on with some big news. On Obamacare and the repeal of it. I know he wants something even stronger. I've looked at the legislation. I think what Trump's saying is great for negotiations, a good start. But Paul wants even more, so I'm fine with that. He wants to talk about the war that's going on in the government as well. So we'll talk to Rand Paul, who I really like. He's been on fire lately. I really like that. And he's one of the whole Russia thing's made up, so it's very, very exciting. And Dr. Jerome, of course, he has huge news as well joining us. And Paul Watson from London, England, just briefly. We need capital to fund ourselves, but we sell stuff really low price. It's all game-changing, whether it's nutraceuticals or water filtration or non-GMO heirloom seeds. It's all about good things that replicate, that help you, that help us. I have a rule. It's got to be 360 win. Don't think that's going to be in Mr. Goody Two-Shoes. I want the good mojo, folks, and it's not like I'm into some magic stuff. It's at a spiritual level. I just feel it. I only sell what I know is the best. Trump, Pence 2020, keeping America great on the front. On the back, it's got the powerful words there, America First in 1776. Trump, Pence, 2020, InfoWarsStore.com, $9.95. It's free shipping until next Tuesday. 1 week, I'm announcing, and I decided to do it today, free shipping on all orders with no minimum. So that's equivalent like a 20% discount on everything. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com for the supplements, or 888-253-3139, X2. Super Mal Vitality, the great lung cleanse, caveman, paleo, bone broth, and turmeric, six other ingredients or seven other ingredients. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for the support. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Thank you all for coming through. Biome Defense Probiotics, the very best out there. The liver cleanse is back in. Living Defense Parasite Cleanse is back in. I don't just say this, I mean it. Thank you so much. My God, it's so good to see the tide turning. It's so good. Zach Drucker is one of our great producers and also runs the board in there and posts articles when you see him live on air. He kind of cases behind me as I mention things. He tries to Google them and show that I'm not making it up. And he was just reading over 7,000 plus pages of Vault 7, the largest ever publication of confidential CIA documents that almost, I was watching mainstream media, Fox, CNN during the breaks, they're basically not even covering it. I mean, it's all the remote controlled cars and breaking into your phone and getting all the hacker groups taken over, getting all their exploits and putting out the malware that we always knew to break into everybody's phones and causing the internet outages. It's just sick criminal behavior against the American people and others. Just a rogue, out of control, power tripping nobodies that hijacked our government. And Trump and the good people in the government are exposing it. We're exposing it. It's so exciting. Zach, you were making some of these, Zach Drucker was making some of these points. Sounds like a superhero name, doesn't it? Zach, tell folks, I mean, just reading over this, is incredible. I know that Mikhail Phelan's one of our great hacker experts. He's done amazing things, exposed Stingray, you name it, with his great work. He's hooked into all the groups out there, DC Leaks, you name it, he talks to them. But, I mean, it's amazing, and we knew big stuff was coming soon, but he's just speechless right now. This is the holy grail, the keys of the kingdom. It just shows what they were doing. And, of course, this comes from people inside the CIA exposing it. Wow, what do you make of this?
Well, I was looking into the Vault 7 files because, you know, like you said, there's 7,000 pages worth of documentation here.
Or 7, that was 9, but okay.
Is a very powerful project within the CIA, within their hacking development. What they do is they acquire assets. They try to pick up everything that they could find. One thing that they did grab was the hacking team's dump. Hacking team was a Swiss company, one of the biggest anti-piracy kind of hacking enforcers, had a whole source code dump of everything that they had exploits for, hacks for, things like that. So any operating system you can think of under the sun.
Wireless systems, your home appliances.
Wi-Fi routers, everything. Full control over access and source codes to kits where they can create backdoor access to any operating system on any computer platform.
And they're waiting in a car. Michael Hastings is getting in his car. They have an exploit system. They launch it. They get control of the car. He doesn't even know it. They hit the button. It accelerates to 120. Boom.
Yep.
Detonate the bomb. I mean, they've got it all.
Full control over any type of computerized system. If I mean, this is only one layer. This is one company they took information from.
This is the keys to the Trojan horse takeover system that endangers the entire planet.
Yep. Yeah, it's unreal.
Why would you allow this to be put into everything, knowing other governments, individuals, even if you were evil, you wouldn't want something like this?
Well, it's what's incredible is the fact that they have the capability of not just taking this information, but re-implementing all of it into whatever they like, whatever type of service or program that they want. There's even documents in here of devices with hacking software built into it that are already out being deployed.
Oh, yeah, right they get now. The big telecoms and big producers to put it in them, and they got chips. You can remote access everything.
Yep. Yeah, it's a
total breakaway wild civilization, industrial-level rewrite of the entire cultural system for surveillance and social engineering and control. And Zuckerberg and Schmidt, all of them have been given the keys to it. That's the next level.
Yep. And what's important, too, is that these FISA courts basically enable them to have full access to all of these tools anytime they say anyone is a Russian agent, anytime they say there's any type of...
And that means a million people connected to them in a sphere.
Yes. Yeah, and it goes deep. The map of all the departments, there's 36 departments under the cyber.
Yeah, so there's no oversight. You're giving a bunch of control freaks. We can show the map to folks of the CIA flowchart. We can pull that up. I was showing that earlier. Keep going.
Yep. As you can see on the chart here, there's the Center for Cyber Intelligence. And if you look at the breakdown of just the Center for Cyber Intelligence, the CCI, that whole branch below it is all tied to it.
And that's mainly leftist control freaks that they've literally put in charge of everything.
Yep. It's 36 separate departments.
I've talked to folks that are at the CIA, and they say when Trump came in, those guys were hopping around with hatred. Get him out of here. I couldn't even control themselves.
Thank you.
I mean, it was just like, I'm not saying hackers or wimps. I'm saying the type of leftists they hired. Great point, Zach. We'll be back straight ahead with Senator Rand Paul and more.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Come here, I'm alive tonight, out on the streets again. Come me on, I'm hot tonight, something you never forget. Hang my bit to break the walls, hot top the night, no,
all right, I want to go to a John Bound report right now, dealing with the criminal underground of the U.S. president. The criminal undermining of the U.S. president. We won't get to all the report right now. We'll get to part of it. And then Senator Rand Paul is coming up in the next segment with big breaking news. He's doing a great job in the Senate as of late, especially. Let's go to this report from John Bowne.
Deep State Gate, a criminal enterprise utilizing a barrage of intelligence leaks, propaganda spinning politicians, and an overreaching surveillance state seeking to undermine the newly elected populist president of the United States, Donald J. Trump. Breitbart reports former NSA official, now whistleblower, William Binney, when asked whether he believes the NSA is tapping Trump, Binney replied, "Absolutely. How did they get the phone call between the president and the president of Australia, or the one that he made with Mexico? Indeed. Remember when Obama tapped the phones of Brazilian President Rousseff and German Chancellor Merkel? While former Bush Attorney General Michael Mukasey speaks from experience.
Until Congress comes out and says, here's the proof that we now see that there was connections between the Trump campaign and Russians known to U.S. intelligence. If and then, and only then you would say... Because that would be possibly a criminal act, right?
No, it wouldn't.
Even if they had regular contact talking about working together?
The only statute I know that conceivably violates is the Logan Act, which hasn't been prosecuted since 1793.
Right.
I think the president was not correct, certainly, in saying that President Obama ordered a tap on a server in Trump Tower. However, I think he's right in that there was surveillance and that it was conducted at the behest of the Justice Department through the FISA court. They tried to get a wiretap based on their criminal investigation function in June. That was turned down. They then tried to get and got an order permitting them to conduct electronic surveillance in October. This is October of 2016. So that's when
and again, you're basing this on news reports as well.
And on Adam Schiff.
And on Adam Schiff. Right.
Of course, a sycophantic horde of globalist representatives continue to exploit the media.
President Obama has flatly denied that he has done this. And either way, Chuck, the president's in trouble if he falsely spread this kind of misinformation. I don't know if any president, Democrat or Republican, in the past has done this. It shows this president doesn't know how to conduct himself.
I can tell you that it's just ridiculous for the president, President Trump, to say that President Obama would ever order any wiretap of an American citizen, any president. That's just we don't do that.
I can't speak officially anymore, but I will say that for the part of the national security apparatus that I oversaw as DNI, there was no such wiretap activity mounted against the president-elect at the time, or as a candidate, or against his campaign.
If you could give me a yes or no answer to the question, does the NSA collect any type of data at all on millions or hundreds of millions of Americans?
No, sir.
It does not.
Not wittingly.
Why is your agency above the law, sir? Why can you lie to the Senate about mass surveillance, presuming the entire globe to be subject to pervasive collection?
The entire debacle hinges on whether or not the second Pfizer request was granted, an investigation that was confirmed by the media back in November of 2016. If anything, President Trump's reaction is long overdue.
This is a major priority for the President of the United States. He directed his intelligence community and national security officials to take this on. He expects that report to be issued to him before he leaves office.
The question is, how will his successor react?
In January of 2017, BuzzFeed and CNN cooked up the Trump dossier fake news nonsense.
All right.
Meanwhile, Obama...
We'll be back. Senator Rand Paul has said the whole Russia thing is hysteria. That's being proven accurate now as we learn more. And as the new CIA data dump, Vault 7, is released, we'll talk to the senator straight ahead.
We now take you live the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Senator Rand Paul joins us for this segment. I got to tell you, I've been really proud of the work he's been doing trying to get a copy of Obamacare last week when the Republicans had it in secret, exposing this whole Russia thing as a bunch of red herrings. He's been exposing the whole NSA spy grid, obviously, before he was even in the Senate. And so I think we've got the senator on the line with us. The senator, are you there?
I am, Alex. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's good to have you here. Wow, so much going on. Where should we start, with Obamacare?
Yeah, I mean, it really disturbs me that for 6 years we've been running to repeal Obamacare. The American public elected the House Majority Republican in 2010, the Republican Senate 2014, and then the White House in 2016. They elected us to repeal it, and now what the House leadership is putting forward is simply Obamacare Lite.
Now, I saw, obviously, quotes of you this morning on Fox, and I agreed with it. I'd like to have something, you know, really good, so perhaps you can propose that. I know you have had some proposals. But overall, just to be able to get rid of the forced mandate, the $5,000 fines, that would be a good thing. But let's walk through this.
Well, what we can do is, you know, about a year ago, we tried to get rid of as much of it as we could. So we had a vote a little bit over a year ago, and every Republican in the House and every Republican in the Senate, except for one, voted to repeal the whole thing. And I think that's where we ought to start, is there. Instead, people are saying, oh, we should replace it with some government programs. We should replace it with Obamacare Lite. And there's agreement on repeal, but we're really just not agreed on the replacement. I have a free market replacement bill, which sort of gives people more choices, but the House leadership has put forward Obamacare subsidies, and they call them refundable tax credits. They put forward Obamacare taxes. In fact, for the next year, they leave all of the Obamacare taxes in place.
Wow.
And they leave the Cadillac tax, the tax on really good insurance, stays in place forever. And here's the other interesting thing, and not many people know this. There is an individual mandate in their bill. You don't pay the mandate to the government. You don't have to pay a tax if you don't buy insurance, but you pay a penalty to the insurance company. The insurance companies have their fingers into this bill, and the insurance companies also have bailouts built into them. If someone's insurance becomes expensive, if someone gets really sick, instead of the insurance company taking the risk, they're pawning the risk off on the taxpayer. So I think there are enough votes, enough conservatives in the House Freedom Caucus, and enough conservatives in the Senate to stop this thing. And then our hope is that we'll vote on a clean repeal. Let's just repeal Obamacare and forget trying to start new government programs.
Well, this is obviously Trump central with our audience. And I love a lot of what Trump's doing, trying to cut taxes and get jobs back. But I was watching you this morning, what you said. I went and Googled it. And sure enough, there it was, that there's a mandate to the insurance company, a private corporate tax. I get it's better than Obamacare, but you're right. If you have the votes to just get rid of the damn thing, let's get rid of it. We know it was the Republican establishment helped write it with Mitt Romney a decade ago when he was governor of Massachusetts. So, Senator Paul, again, I want to just commend you as the only major Republican I've seen so far to come out and point out this is not as good a deal as the Republican leadership saying. And Trump saying, hey, you know, a good start, I like it, it's a good negotiation point. So maybe he doesn't know how bad it is. Maybe he needs to hear from the listeners and you.
Well, I talked to him yesterday. He called me up, and we had a great conversation. He and I are getting along just well, just very fine. And in that conversation, he said he wanted to hear other ideas, and that really, I think he understands the legislative process, and the Republican Party is not monolithic. There are conservatives, there are moderates, there are big government Republicans, and there's the establishment. And he, more than anybody else, knows that you got to fight the establishment and the status quo. And he understands that there are a lot of people whispering in his ear from Washington that have been here forever that really, I guess, just aren't intent as much on repealing the whole thing. They want to replace it with another program. But I think he's open to listening. He asked for my ideas on this, and I think he truly did want to hear from some members who aren't happy with what's coming forward. And I think you'll notice, if you look at his pronouncements, his wasn't take it or leave it. He didn't say what some are saying, that this is the holy grail and this is the end of the debate.
No, he said, let's start a negotiation.
Exactly. And I take him at his word on that. And I told him I was willing to work with him to try to find a repeal in a way. But I did tell him what I've been telling everybody in the press, and that's it. I think the only way we get this through is to separate repeal from replace. I think we agree on repeal. Most Republicans have been campaigning on repeal for 6 years. But the replacement part, some people want to continue Obamacare programs, the taxes,
sure.
the subsidies, the mandates. They want to continue that, the insurance company bailouts.
Well, I mean, sure, Paul Ryan is on the Soros payroll. He's all behind this. We know that most of this bill was Republican. That's what's so shameful. So, I've seen you break down your legislation that I think would be actually a great way to repeal it and then replace. I mean, let's talk about your legislation, where people find it, how we get your legislation out there front and center.
My replacement bill, we have two different bills. One is the complete repeal from a year ago, and we're going to introduce that this afternoon with Congressman Jim Jordan. And then the second thing we're going to do is a replacement bill. We've already done it about a month ago. It's called Senate Bill 222. And in it, there's something really exciting. And I've met a lot of your listeners. A lot of them are small business owners, independent-minded people, people who work for themselves. And my bill allows them to join an association. What does that mean? I'll give you an example. In Kentucky, 700,000 people have their money in a credit union. They're members of a credit union. We would let all 700,000 of them join a health association, and then they would
Makes
have
perfect sense. Let small businesses pool in free association across state lines even. That brings real free market.
Same for the Farm Bureau. We have 30,000 people in the Farm Bureau, but they buy individual insurance. The problem with individual insurance is your husband or your spouse gets sick, it's devastating.
We need to pool.
Yeah, the insurance companies have all the power. And here's what I've been saying. Right now, if I want to buy insurance, I've got to go kiss the boots of the insurance company. What I want to do is change it. I want so many people in association that when I go to buy insurance, the insurance company executive comes and bows down and says, sir, what can I do to provide you
exactly.
with a good product? Because you have the power. So I'm trying to transfer the power from the man, which is the insurance companies, to the people, which is the consumer and the average ordinary
right.
American that needs to buy insurance. We can do it through an association. If you're in a large association, you have the power to demand a good price. You have the power to demand they can't drop you when you get sick, but you do it all through the market by the leverage of the marketplace.
Just like your dad always said, common sense Americana. Well, then the minutes we have left with Senator Rand Paul, what's the best place, your senate.gov site or randpaul.com?
I think randpaul.com is the easiest one to go to, and they can look at our bill. We've got it online. We haven't been trying to hide ours. Ours has
sure.
been out for a month. And later on today, we'll have up the complete repeal. So we're going to have two bills, complete repeal and replace, but as separate bills.
And well, I'm firmly behind what you're doing, and I'm glad the president's just saying it's an opening debate and salvo. In the time we have left, I mean, I love when you ran for Senate, obviously backed you, did a great job when she got in. During the campaign, stuff kind of all went wild. But overall, lately, and I'm not just saying this, you're on the show now, you have been saying this on air, you are really like the leading liberty light. And then Trump seems to be responding and listening. And I see in press conferences with him and him taking your lead and everything. So it's very exciting, you know, for me to see you more and more working with the president and you know, seeing him pretty much aligning with you more and more. So I'm glad to see you guys are friends again.
Well, the interesting thing is while we had our disagreements, politics is a rough and tumble sport for adults, we had our disagreements. But the interesting thing is when you look at some of his ideas, you can see some resemblance.
Well, he loves your dad. Loves you.
He was opposed to the Iraq war. He thought that nation building was wasting a lot of money overseas and we ought to spend that money at home. You know, we got to rebuild our own country before we think about, you know, rebuilding other countries. He has thought regime change in the Middle East has led to more war and less stability. So really on some major issues like the Iraq war, nation building, regime change, we've been on the same page. I think on the intelligence communities, the fact that we are sort of spying on foreigners, but then trapping Americans in that spy game, they've trapped the president in this. They are now, and here's something that most people don't know. The NSA spies on the president all the time. Not only this president, they spied on President Obama 1,500 times in 1 year. And what they did is they say they minimize his name. So they know he's talking to a foreign leader. They're spying on the foreign leader. They record the whole phone call. But here's the rub. You're dependent on honest people in the NSA and in the intelligence apparatus to not reveal that conversation. But we've already found out they revealed the Michael Flynn conversation, which is illegal and they ought to go to jail for.
Well, that's my next question, Senator. Since you're bringing this up, we've got a former Attorney General of Bush saying, of course, they taped him. We have the Intelligence Committee head in the House saying, oh, yeah, we looked at it. you know, there's no, you know, there's no traitorous stuff. They did talk to him to line up phone conversations. So they try to say, oh, we're spying. Now they say they never did it. It looks like Obama and them are in big trouble now. And now we have this new Vault 7 total dossier of how they can remote control planes, cars, take over any device, power plants, spying on us via iPhones. Can you speak to that? I mean, I know you're in high level intelligence committees, but can you speak to that, Senator Rand Paul?
Well, I think the most important thing to remember is the mainstream media is misleading everyone. They're saying, oh, President Obama didn't have the power to do to order a wiretap on Trump. That's probably not the way it worked. Probably the Justice Department ordered it, but their ultimate boss is the president, or was President Obama. But also, they probably didn't order the tap on Trump. They probably ordered the tap on a foreigner who might have been making phone calls. So if they tap a foreign ambassador, that ambassador calls, and the ambassadors actually call and talk to both campaigns, and the ambassadors talk to all the senators.
Sure, so they're playing a semantical game.
Exactly. Basically, it sounds like it happened. I don't know if it happened or not, but I think it's going to be explosive if somehow we get to see the documents that actually say that this was done. And the thing is they're saying, oh, if Trump wasn't the target of it, it wasn't done. They can still listen to your phone calls. Anytime you talk to a foreigner, if the foreigner has been targeted by any of our intelligence agencies, they listen to the phone call, but then you must trust them to minimize you and mask you so your name is not revealed to the public.
Plus, it's illegal for them to be leaking. I mean, they've been leaking. Now they're denying it. In closing, then, I mean, this seems like this new Vault 7. I was told this was coming out a few weeks ago. A devastating blow against the deep state that, you know, thinks it's bigger than Congress, bigger than the president, bigger than the people. It seems like this is a major strike back against the deep state with what they've been doing to everybody, not just President Trump. What's your take on that, and what are you hearing inside Congress and the halls of the Senate as the next shoe to drop, Senator Rand Paul?
I think the most important thing I'm hearing and that I'm worried about is that private conversations between our officials, our president, NSA, are being monitored and then leaked. And this is not the same as a leak, like you say something personal about what the president or their wife is wearing in the White House. That's a leak. But if you reveal classified conversations that are being tapped by the intelligence community, this is a crime that should be punishable by jail. And it lets the deep state have so much power that every American will ultimately live in fear of their phone conversations being listened to. And so this is very, very dangerous. And if there is any kind of investigation, it needs to be of those in the intelligence community who are committing felonies by revealing secretly recorded conversations.
Well, exactly. We always think of a Russian threat or a Chinese threat, and certainly those are threats. But what about our own bureaucrats? I mean, anybody knows with their own business, your biggest threat's a rogue employee. I mean, it's problems inside jobs. I mean, this is crazy that they would go this far and be this arrogant. It seems like the Democrats have gone from being very arrogant just a week ago to running scared. Now, I'm not seeing a lot of this in MSM, but the number one story on the internet, which is the real media, is Vault 7. So I know you're a busy man for our country, but I hope you can also talk more about that, because it seems like good people in the intelligence agencies, this didn't come from the Russians, obviously, I'm told it comes from the CIA, are leaking about their own agencies because they see these agencies sabotaging a president that's only trying to turn our economy back on. Senator Rand Paul, anytime you want to come on, thank you for coming on the broadcast. We'll be looking for your two new bills that you already had a year ago, reintroduced today at randpaul.com. We'll certainly get behind those. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Alex.
All right. Here goes Senator Rand Paul. And it's good. You know, the media always talks about Rand Paul and, oh, where's Rand Paul on your show? He doesn't like you. And I'm like, no, the last time he came on, he called us a few years ago. I told the crew, though, call Rand Paul more. He's a great guy. We should have him on. You know, he got in that big fight with Trump. Nasty stuff was said back and forth. Whatever. I don't care. That's politics. Rand Paul cares about this country, and he's smart. I was going to say damn smart, but it's a Christian audience. I just did it, didn't I? Him and his dad, like, they read all day long. I mean, I've sat there with Ron Paul at lunch before, and he's sitting there going, just reading newspapers. I'm like, can you just talk to me for a minute? I mean, they constantly, in like legislation and everything else, they actually care. And I'm telling you, I remember he introduced his bill a year ago. I read it then or scanned over it. I haven't seen the latest version. It's the same thing, just a new date. We need to get behind that. And I love the fact that notice Trump says, hey, great bill. At least it starts the repeal. Let's have a debate about it, make it better. And so you learn he talked to the president. The president from Mar-a-Lago, he knows you're not being surveilled there. He has to leave the White House. That whole damn thing's got wires up the wazoo. I can't believe we're in a war this big right now. And what's crazy is in the last 48 hours, now the president is commanding the intelligence agencies. The patriots and the intelligence agencies can speak out more because the country is in such dire straits. And so now things already knew before. I'd already sussed out our sources. Now it's like the floodgates opened up. And there has just been this long war inside the government. And we're getting the initiative right now. But let's be clear. We're not dealing with people that have weapons like they had 100 years ago. You know, whether it's political or cyber or whatever. Normal people wouldn't use weapons like this. We wouldn't create them. All these back doors, all these kill switches, all this stuff. That's why I say, when you read Newsweek and Daily Beast and Time Magazine calling for rioting, calling to kill Trump, and the Washington Post and the New York Times and the LA Times and just so many publications a week, I can't keep track of it. You've all seen it. It's not me calling for violence. I'm saying, listen, man, do not attack us anymore. We're not afraid to fight, God Almighty. I love to fight. You keep pushing, we're going to bust you up. And they never listen, though. I experienced this in my life with bullies where they get in your face and threaten you. And they take the fact that you don't want the trouble of hurting them. And they think you're weak. And they just finally push you too far. Or they finally take a swing at you. And they can never believe. They can never believe it when you attack them back. Because wimps have this image of strength that isn't strength. They think running around messing with people is powerful. It's not. They had any self-respect, they wouldn't do it. Dr. Jerome Corsi's got huge news. He's just on fire. You notice nothing he writes at InfoWars gets picked up anywhere. InfoWars, you read it. Millions read it. But, you know, we put some little side thing out they can attack. It's emotional or whatever. It's all over the news. They won't touch anything he's doing. And that's because it's all directly from the White House. None of it's leaked. None of it's illegal. None of it's intelligence. It's all top researchers in there that are now aware of what Obama did. Almost $200 billion stolen out of Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, trying to bankrupt the housing market to hurt middle-class people, admitting it, all sorts of crimes. I mean, it's just the Trump people are in there going, my God, who would do stuff like this? I mean, Obama was, you heard Pachinik on earlier, a wrecking ball to hurt this country. He doesn't care if you're black, white, who you are. There's this instinct in scum where they want to make people poor, they want to hurt people, as if that's dominance. And they're the opposite of chivalry. Just think honor, dishonor, strength, weakness, will, anti-will. There's a sliminess that you've got to get your mind around. And when you get your mind around it, you just say to yourself, we need to be separated from these people. We do not need to be around whatever animates Chucky Schumer or Nancy Pelosi or any of these people. They know they shouldn't be in power. They know they're frauds. They know they're cowardly. They know they're weak. They know they're driven by fear. So they try to control us by fear. That's why they always misjudge. They thought I was always saying all this scary stuff to scare people. No. You tell me somebody's breaking in downstairs, I'm going to go shoot them. You call me as a neighbor and say somebody's breaking in your back door, I'm going to go attack them. I'm not going to say, Bob, why are you trying to scare me? I'm going to say, thank you, Bob. But see, you got to get in their mindset of cowards. But I tell you, there's a God in this world, there's a God in this universe, and these people that think we're here as their doormats, need to come back with Johnny Cash. You can run on for a long time. You can hide your hand. You can hide what you're doing in the dark. It's your fellow man. But just as soon as that sun comes up in the morning, you're going to fail. But good people are too prideful to even seek power. But if we don't do it, we're going to be completely overrun and ruled by a bunch of trash. decision has been made under eugenics and globalism and social engineering to end humanity as we know it, to not have any advances, to kill the space program, to not deploy all the life extension technologies, and to end the species as we know it. That's a giant satanic sacrifice, because they know humanity's powerful, and whatever influences them, whether it's genetic disorders or some intergalactic attack, whatever the hell it is, it's an attack. And so there's no fear but failure. There's no personal fear what your neighbors think of you. There's no personal fear what they say about you on the news. There's no personal fear of what they do to you physically. The only fear is letting these people hurt our children and their children and everything we're going to be into the future. All the hopes, all the dreams, all the love, all the passion, all the building, all the striving, all the wars, all the fights are our fights, just like our ancestors are in us. We're not dying. We're not giving up the planet. We're not giving up the future. We've decided we want God's providence. We want the covenant. We want the future. We want the destiny. We're deciding that we want the destiny. We're bowing before the creator of the universe and saying, we're like dirty rags, God. We see you, but we want this and we love you. Give it to us. And the moment you open that dimensional gate, God comes in against the enemy. And the enemy then howls in fear, and their zombie spirit is announced, because their failure was already prepared before the earth.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
You can run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Tell him that God's gonna cut him down. Well, my goodness gracious, let me tell you the news. My head's been wet with the midnight dew. I've been down on bended knee, talking to the man from Galilee. He spoke to me with a voice so sweet, I thought I heard the shuffle of angels' feet. He called my name.
Did you hear Steve Pachanik earlier? He said this is a Christian revolution against the globalists. Pachanik's, you know, Jewish / Catholic, grew up in Europe. Actually, family died in the Holocaust, a real deal. And he said this is a Christian battle. It is. That's what it is. We're going to Dr. Jerome Corsi here in a moment. But first, here's Chuckie Schumer saying just a month ago that President Trump better watch it, because the intelligence community has a way to go after him. Well, this is the intelligence agencies right now. And I was told this weeks ago, and last week they said, relax, Alex. We're about to drop the hammer on them. We're going to blow up the criminals at the CIA. That's why Trump came out and said, I'm being spied on, knowing all this was about to come out, proving him right. He set them up. It's so good to have Donald Trump, isn't it? Here is the clip of Schumer.
He's taking these shot, this antagonism, yep, is taunting to the intelligence community.
You take on the intelligence community, they have six ways from Sunday at getting back at you. So even for a practical, supposedly hard-nosed businessman, he's being really dumb to do this.
What do you think the intelligence community would do if they were motivated?
I don't know,
to?
But I, from what...
Stop right there. Let's go ahead and go to Dr. Jerome Corsi, who's an expert in banking, international finance, obviously worked with Donald Trump for 40 years, worked with the State Department in classified areas. And, of course, three times number one New York Times bestseller. He sent me a lot of economic data to get into today. We've got a bunch of numbers on this, just the scandals that he's getting tipped off from by certain sources in the executive branch. Exclusive docs, Obama destroyed middle-class mortgages to prop up Obamacare looting scheme. We've got lawsuit, Obama robbed private investors to fund Obamacare. He's got a new article out today. But I tell you, Dr. Corsi, how big is Vault 7? Everything we talked about, the remote watching, the remote control cars, the planes, the trying to set Trump up with spoofed IPs of the Russians. This is a devastating blow 3 days after Trump came out and said they're illegally spying on me on Sunday. Have they figured out yet that they don't have the, quote, deep state they claim that the American people do?
I think you're exactly right, Alex. The
Trump, his timing couldn't have been better. With these WikiLeaks dumps and this dump in this Vault 7 proves, is that the CIA has gone rogue. The CIA could tap and hack in a way that it really emulated Russia. I mean, for all intents and purposes, you would think that Russia was the one doing the hacking. And that's probably the way the CIA rogue agents internally could easily have put on the NSA on the trail of supposed Russians that were colluding with Trump on the election, when actually it was the CIA all the time in a setup. I mean, it's really astounding. The CIA has created a rogue organization within the CIA. No one knew about it, secret, that was larger in scope and capability than the NSA. And it was really a counter-agency to the NSA, completely unaccountable to Congress. I mean,
The NSA was careful not to spy on Congress.
Yes.
The CIA was openly doing
it. The NSA is spying on Congress. The CIA is feeding information into the system, emulating the Russians or emulating anyone they want. No one knows the CIA has these hacking capabilities.
In fact, that's the news. They're attacking America, blaming the Russians, and they admit in their own documents they're doing it. This is all espionage.
It is. And in fact, it's espionage and counter-espionage. It's the through the looking glass that we've talked about. I mean, this is the CIA, which I think has become the most dangerous agency in the United States, if not the world, completely out of control.
Russians aren't the threat. It's the CIA.
CIA is the threat. The CIA is the threat. We don't have control over the CIA.
But let's be clear. I know for a fact high-level folks in the CIA decades ago were telling their people, listen to the show, and we're aware. So there's a lot of patriots in it. It's the upper echelon's got to be removed. Why can't Trump remove him? I know he's trying.
Well, I think Trump's going to do the best job anyone's ever done. I think Trump is going to massively remove people from the CIA, from State Department. I mean, you know, the percentages of contributions in campaign contributions in 2016, of 96% of the contributions from the State Department, whatever it is, from the CIA, all of these agencies were completely infiltrated by Obama and Clinton. And Trump,
God, how could we ever let such scum run everything?
Well, it's, you know, this is the problem with the bureaucracy. The bureaucracy tends to be leftist, out of elite education, out of universities. There's an inbred culture in Washington, D.C., and Donald Trump is taking it on. But it's not going to be easy. It's going to be a war, because these intelligence agencies, the State Department, are not going to go down quietly.
Sure, that's right my now. Question. Don't they know that what just got leaked from internally by patriots, understand Trump's under attack? And the word is, as I said months ago, there's stuff 10 times worse than this. If they don't back off, they're going to individually all be burned with their own system they used against us.
I think this is what Hillary was referring to when she knew that if they didn't win the election, that they all could all be hanging at the end of a noose. I mean, I think the crimes committed by the Obama administration our legion. The American people are going to be startled.
So that's why they're fighting so hard, even though Trump tried to let them go out gracefully, is because they understand they've committed such crimes.
Yeah, and this is a fight to the death. I mean, once Trump, I think he's going to do it the right way. He's going to get Congress to investigate. Trump now has control of the Justice Department. All of this nonsense about Obama didn't order the FISA electronic surveillance, well, you know, Obama didn't have to order it. The Watergate defense doesn't work.
Sure. Well, the Democrats call it a death battle. I mean, that's why they say it's a death battle. So if we already know about all these crimes, and this is nothing, because obviously Trump doesn't want to damage the country or the world bringing all this out. I mean, I want to bring it out, but I agree. Some of this is so horrible, it should just be stopped. But if they force him, he's going to bring stuff out they consider a death battle. I mean, this is amazing.
Well, it's just beginning. I mean, this is just the very beginning. And what you're going to see now from Assange and WikiLeaks, the drip, drip, drip of information. And by the way, on the things we're revealing on Fannie and Freddie are reaching the highest levels of government. I mean, I've gotten confirmation.
We're going to get to that in a moment. But by the way, I was told years ago, leave Assange alone, and I wasn't sure about him. They say he's a super patriot for humanity. He allows himself to be the figurehead of all this because he's seen all the horrible stuff that's going on as a changed person. That's why he supports Trump, even though he's a big liberal. He's a real liberal. I mean, I guess Snowden and these guys all really are deep state heroes of America that did what they had to get this out.
Well, you know, traditionally, or by the, you would think the Congress would be investigating. You'd think we'd have a press that was capable of investigating. But the New York Times, Washington Post is not going to investigate Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton. They're just not going to do it. And the Congress, with the elite GOP leadership from Washington, Ryan McConnell, the whole bunch of them, Boehner before, aren't going to investigate the Democrats. So you have the investigative agencies, full power in Congress, and this should have been recognized and brought out. It takes Julian Assange, who has the courage to reveal documents from within these agencies that the CIA never intended anyone to see. Now, this is the whole point, is that it was a secret rogue operation, hidden even from Congress. You know, I got to ask, where'd the funding for this come? More massive than the NSA. Did it come from the CIA drug running operations? Where did the CIA get the money to put this operation together?
Why is the modern CIA so arrogant?
I think the CIA has always been a rogue organization, ever since John Kennedy. And presidents who have not controlled the CIA have, John Kennedy, Richard Nixon, have fared.
Well, shouldn't Trump just fire, even if some people are good, and rehire them later, like the top 40% of the CIA, just clean the damn thing out? We don't even need it. And just, you know, haul people up on espionage. You know, they're selling secrets and stuff. Just a rogue group selling it to corporations and just, you know, have some public prosecutions. And we got to break this right now.
I think so, too. I think that's important, dude. Yeah. Immediately, let's get some indictments and investigations from the Department of Justice. But, you know, John Kennedy's mistake was he said he was going to break up the CIA into 1,000 pieces, and he didn't do it that day. You know, I'd be happy to see President Trump just issue an executive order and close down the CIA, just close it all down, confiscate all of its internal records, lock the doors, and send in the Department of Justice to find out what was going on.
Now, let me shift gears. I don't want to give up your sources, but I know who they are. You got obviously high level executive sources that are like, they give us the rest of the press too. They won't run with it. They're so controlled. So they're like InfoWars more and more. Like Rand Paul said, no, we know you'll go with this. Everybody else tries to censor him coming on earlier. They have to come here. I mean, I don't even say that as a good thing. I'm ashamed of the media that they try to cut Paul off when he says these things about how he's friends with Trump. Things are going well. None of that's on the news. They cut him off. We're sitting here talking about all this. What do we need to do as listeners? I mean, take all your Fannie Mae, you know, Freddie Mac, all that stuff. Normally, that'd be all over the news. Now, our listeners see it. Millions see it. Still, you're getting original documents. The White House is pointing out places for you to go look on court cases that no one's covered. You're getting the data mine on Obama's crimes. All these are felonies. And then you cover it, and normally they'd attack us on something. They are just zero. It's like crickets on the articles. Like, we're in your fourth of your series now on all this. Let's talk about what they don't want people to be aware of.
Well, in the article, and we're not being attacked because the documents I've got are all legitimate.
No, I agree. If it's some goofy thing I do or some social thing, they can just disagree. When I know when something's powerful, they will not touch it.
Well, what's being exposed here is that Obama had decided that we did not need to be a nation of middle-class homeowners. And they were going to take Freddie and Fannie, and they robbed it. They stole, you know, $260 billion of dividends from the private investors in Freddie and Fannie and put it into Obamacare to fund insurance subsidies that Congress had refused to appropriate.
And people think, that's poor people. No, it's the damn insurance companies, again, that Rand Paul just talked about, who are the enemy.
What they wanted to do was fund what Obama wanted to do was fund the insurance companies to take all these losses on the, you know, people who had illnesses that were, you know, non-disclosed when the insurance was bought, and all kinds of just cover inappropriate coverages in policies written for older people to have maternal care and, you know, child care, etc. All of this was a scheme by Obama that was going to cost the taxpayers billions of dollars.
And by the way, Ezekiel Emanuel admitted later, years after you wrote about it, I remember the first, I'm not giving you credit, remember you write about it, WorldNet Daily, that Ezekiel came out and said, we want to bankrupt healthcare, that's our plan. So they admitted they wanted to wreck it the whole time.
Yes, and they wanted to wreck Fannie and Freddie in the process. Because you see, the turning over the mortgage market to the big banks and the Wall
Street. They want to kill wealth and low interest loans. Just Trump wants low interest loans. He's ordering the Federal Reserve to do it. They hate, again, it's total jerk behavior.
The only homeowners that there would have been, the only ones subsidized by the government, would have been low income buyers. The middle class,
who never end up paying it off. So it was another group they could use.
Yeah, and the middle class would have lost the 30-year fixed rate mortgage. We would have lost the liquidity needed to get reasonably priced mortgages.
You know, so they were getting rid of the only thing America had left was the real estate bubble. They were trying to blow up the final real estate power America has. The final thing. We got rid of our industry, got rid of all of our everything. They were trying to get rid of the final thing we had.
And the real estate bubble was caused by the Democrats, too, because they packed Fannie and Freddie with all these subprime, low-income
loans. Yeah, Larry Summers.
Yeah, and then when that exploded, what happened was that they put money into Fannie and Freddie with the conservatorship, Treasury did, which would have been fine.
Sure, and I know you're a banking expert. That's your real thing from Harvard.
Right.
But so let me ask you this. Why are the Democrats such jerks? Why would they want to make a middle-class family, black, white, whatever, Hispanic, poor? Why are they such... jerks.
Obama always was a Saul Alinsky communist. Let's face it. It wasn't even a socialist. And there's a resentment of the middle class wealth wanting to redistribute it to the lower classes. Anyone in the middle class who achieves anything economically, the Obama mentality, Saul Alinsky mentality, resented. And, you know, went back to racism and
sure, in East Austin, it's gentrifying with Hispanics, whites, blacks, you name it, building small little nice homes, restaurants moving in, and they have the local commie groups come and like attack cat sanctuaries, restaurants owned by minorities. They don't want any wealth. They're just total scum.
Right. They want to redistribute wealth to the low income. They want to reduce everything to the lower income status. So everyone's dependent on the government. Home ownership is very threatening to socialists because it allows a person to have a sanctuary, a place that is their
refuge. And the bankers above it, they want a culture of renters.
Well, the bankers, Wall Street just wants to control the securitization process because then it would have only big lenders who wanted to build rental properties would be the ones favored in Wall Street securitization of mortgages.
These people are so uncool.
And what's revealed in these documents is that here's Treasury openly discussing the fact that this is going to increase the cost of mortgages for the middle class. It's going to end the 30-year fixed rate mortgage. It's going to undermine the mortgage market for the middle class. And they don't care because they think the United States needs to be a nation of renters like Europe.
God,
and the only ones who they would subsidize would be low income, keeping around, you know, the federal FHA or the VA.
So they can't compete with free markets, so they want to blow it up.
And they would not come out to tell the American people this is what they were doing. It was all a behind, you know, they lied to say that Fannie and Freddie were.
Sure, let's be clear. You've got the court cases already adjudicated. This is criminal fraud. So who cares if Trump looks vindictive? Laws have been violated. Sessions shouldn't be recusing himself. He should be on their butts.
Well, this is a major issue for Sessions. Should be investigating the Fannie and Freddie theft because I think it is criminal. I think it violated all of the corporate law that we've had in terms of shareholder rights. And there's lawsuits now, civil lawsuits, going through the federal courts for the shareholders to recover this $260 billion in dividends that were stolen. It's the biggest theft of dividends, corporate dividends, in U.S. corporate history. And the U.S. government did the theft. And in the process, they're now bankrupting Fannie and Freddie and undermining the mortgage market. Once rates start going up, you're going to see tremendous pressure on the mortgage markets. And again, it's all going to trace back to the Obama administration determination to destroy Freddie and Fannie.
That's right. When we come back, I want to ask you in the final segment before Paul Watson comes on with big breaking news. We're starting to win, I think. Disagree with me. Respect your view. We're starting to turn the tide, but they're going to strike back. They're not going to give up. So think about how are they going to strike back? Where are we in this fight? Dr. Jerome Corsi, Infowars.com, DC Head. We're getting the space. We're setting it all up right now. A lot of great reporters we're lining up. But it's more important than ever to go buy something at InfowarsStore.com. We got nutraceuticals and T-shirts and books and videos that everybody needs. Just go to InfowarsStore.com and fund us, and we'll build it. You've already seen us do it with your help. You are the InfoWar. You did this, folks. Keep supporting us and keep praying for us, and we'll fight to the end. We'll never surrender.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913. Made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones, live forever.
Gravedigger.
Gravedigger.
When you dig my grave.
When you dig my grave.
Will you make it shallow?
Would you make it shallow?
So?
So I can feel all the rain.
Gravedigger.
Gravedigger.
We're digging the grave of the New World Order. All right, final segment with Dr. Corsi. Paul Watts is coming up from London. Dr. Corsi, I've got an article here on Infowars.com by Clifford Cunningham. Report, U.S. troops deployed to Syria in response to Turkish threat. Efforts to prevent attack on Kurdish forces by Turkey, ISIS. A lot of good stuff's happening. A lot of evil against America's coming out. But what other wild cards are you concerned about? I think the globalists are so desperate, they're openly hyping it. They might try to kill Trump, plunge the economy, do anything to try to stop this Western recovery. I mean, obviously, they want a consolidation. They want a world of renters. What else is on your radar screen? You're a smart guy. What else are you worried about?
Well, I think you're going to see a couple of things. First of all, Trump is always been very lucky all of his life. He needs to have top security right now, especially when we know for a fact the CIA is rogue and is packed with John Brennan, I think basically traitors to the United States.
John Brennan's sleeper cells.
Exactly. And President Trump needs to take the threat from the CIA seriously. It's a dangerous organization. And if it were my choice, in the middle of the night, I'd issue an executive order. When they all showed up to work tomorrow, the doors would be locked, and I'd seize the agency.
I agree. I think seize the agency. And if people want to resist that, and we're not looking for trouble, but they're the ones pushing violence in the news. I mean, the president has a lot of power against espionage, and I don't care if it's corporate espionage. It's the same thing as if the Russians did it.
Yeah, I'd also do undertake a major investigation of George Soros, and I'd shut him down. He's completely running counter to the United States interests, his funding. He's got more power as an individual over national policy than maybe any individual's had in the history of the world. And it's rogue as well.
Yeah, he thinks he's president.
And third, the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates. They held rates at zero throughout the Obama administration.
Can't the president order them to do so? I mean, they claim they're under the president's order. Can he order that?
No, they can't. They're independent, though.
I know they're a fraud, but they claim they're not. So what does he do to block that?
Well, you can't. I mean, Janet Yellen was completely in Obama's corner. She allowed Obama to, you know, basically add $1 trillion.
Sure, and she's trying to kill the Trump recovery. So what does he do about that?
Well, I think Trump will be smart enough to take the rate increase and to turn up the heat on Congress to pass a massive tax cut.
Exactly.
So all of these things, if Trump is allowed, he's going to boomerang everyone.
And you're an economist, so you know that the public doesn't. Briefly explain, if they're going to raise rates, we got to cut taxes. Explain that metric.
Well, if they raise rates, it's going to slow down the economy because everything's going to cost more. It's going to cost more even to service the federal debt at $2 trillion. Mortgage rates are going to go up. Everything interest rate-based is going to cost more. What you do to counter that is you essentially lower taxes in order to stimulate economic growth. And that
but
helps
can't the power of the presidency take control of the Fed? I know it's a private group, but they always claim it's not. Can't he politically dominate that group?
He needs to get Janet Yellen to resign and to appoint someone in there who's not so politically motivated for the Democrats. The Federal Reserve has been under the
Who would be good to nominate? I mean, he listens. Who would you nominate? Who's good?
Oh, well, there's several people that would be very good. I mean, I have to think through a list to come up with a name. But the point is, under Obama politicized the Federal Reserve. He politicized the Treasury. He politicized income tax in the IRS. He politicized the Department of Justice and the FBI. He politicized the State Department.
Sure, so the president can do that. Dr. Corsi, your articles are on Infowars.com. Great job. We'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much.
Is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing.
If you are receiving this transmission,
you are
the resistance. We now take
that's the Democrats' new term.
The Central Texas Commander.
The resistance.
It's Alex Jones.
Ha. Yeah. Once we got full control of the country and the Constitution, you'll be the resistance. You're going to be in deep crap. By now, the fighting will be close at hand. Turn this up. Believe in God.
Believe in me.
God's with the high command. It's happening right now. I want to turn this over to Paul Watson for the next hour. Always doing a great job. But we know there are good people inside government agencies. We know this new Vault 7 leak that's so gigantic. The media, mainstream media, is ignoring is so huge. CJ just pointed out that I did like a 10-second plug last hour. Skip breaks, you name it. We have free shipping till next Tuesday on everything. Water filters, non-GMO heirloom seeds, the nutraceuticals, caveman, supermail, all of it. Infowarsstore.com. Get the Trump Pence 2020 shirt that's a collector's edition that needs to be the new viral shirt for $9.95 with free shipping. That is an amazing deal. 5-star reviews, 5.0 review on that. Infowarsstore.com. But Paul, we get caught covering the minutiae of the news information. And you know, I'm a pessimist. I don't want to tell folks we're winning when we're not. But them saying nobody's spying on Trump and it all coming out, we're having devastating victories right now. Our morale should be very high, but we should be purely engaged because there's no telling what the social engineers and control freaks are going to do. You're a smart guy, Paul. You got your whole agenda lined up. But in 3 minutes, what is it? You've been here 16 years, my friend. I mean, you've been here since you were 18. You're 30-something years old now. What is it like to see the fruit bearing? Not we're bragging about InfoWars. It's just letting the listeners know how important it is, how far we've come together, and where we're going. We're in the fight, in the center, in the heart, in the fulcrum, in the zeitgeist of the entire destiny of civilization. Our listeners are the heart and blood of people that resonate with the truth and want to be involved. Take over, my friend. I'm going to listen to you, but speak about where we are, my friend, because everybody needs to understand how epic this is. We've lost Paul's audio. We've had some phone system problems and board system problems today. We're gonna work on that, though. It's going to get better. We've been having some major issues today, but we can barely get Rand Paul on earlier. We're going to figure it out. Do we have Paul ready yet? All right, Paul, you're able to speak now? All right, we'll find out what's going on with Paul. Hey, that happens. He's in England. We're here in the United States. That was an epic moment, though, to, you know. I don't know. A lot of folks work on these boards. A lot of stuff goes on. We're going to figure it out. It's just been a situation as of late. But maybe Paul will talk about that after the break. We're able to get his audio. Maybe not going to be able to. Maybe we reconnect with him. But I don't sit there and say things are a big deal. I don't sit there and say things are historical. I don't sit there and say things are massive if they're not. Everybody knows that. I mean, we got some big story. We just come out and give it to you. We don't sit there and hype it up.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
All right, we got Paul back. Got a minute left with Paul. Paul, I mean, how big a moment are we in history?
It's a huge moment, Alex. There's a fork in the road and, you know, there's going to be a backlash against, you know, our progress. We're seeing it already. Facebook over the weekend, Alex, has started listing, quote, fake news as spam. And I've noticed over the past 3-4 days, when I post InfoWars articles on Facebook, it comes up, this has been labeled spam. Are you sure that you posted this? Now they've announced it. It's out of USA Today. It's up on drudgereport.com. So they're now slapping warning labels, not allowing, quote, fake news articles to be shared by declaring them spam. So we always said this would happen. Now it's actually here. This is how the empire is going to strike back.
So you're going to cover it on the other side. Wow, I didn't even know this was happening. It's on Infowars.com, drudgereport.com right now. They're going to call us fake news because we're exposing Vault 7 CIA leaks on what they're doing that's illegal. Wow. Humanity will overpower them. Take every link we've got, every article, send out everybody. Paul Watson, the next 52 minutes, will be hosting the show. Spread the link, Infowars.com/show. Do it.
You found it. The tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Are you like me now? Are you like me now?
We are live on this fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. As I was mentioning before the break, the Empire is very definitely striking back. We've seen this coming for a while. USA Today reports Facebook begins flagging disputed fake news. Facebook has begun flagging fake news, or as Facebook calls it, disputed news. A warning label is being slapped on articles that clearly have no basis in fact or reality. Well, you mean the entire front page of CNN. Or at least some of them. The giant social network first promised to roll out a disputed tag in December. Of course, you've got governments across Europe threatening
to
flag.
By the way, Paul, just to interrupt and let you take over, this new certification of fake news is a certification. Everybody should spread it and read it. This is going to backfire if we take action against this. Go ahead.
And here, I've just found another example of it now, Alex. I just scrolled down my Facebook page. This is a story that I published on Infowars.com yesterday morning. Posted it on the Alex Jones Facebook page. Got probably about 3,000.
Tell the crew how to pull it up. I want to show viewers this.
Yeah, if you go to my Facebook page, if they just type in my name into Facebook, go to the page where it's the sepia profile pic image. Scroll down until you get to an article. If you can even see it, they might not even be able to see it. It's called Former CIA Analyst Obama Gave Green Light for NSA CIA to Sabotage Trump. That article on your Facebook page, Alex, got about 4,000 shares. So it was going viral on your page. On my page, I posted the same link, the same text. It's a genuine article. A former CIA analyst got up on RT and said that it was correct that Obama had spied on Trump, that he gave the green light for the NSA and the CIA to do it. Completely legitimate news article. Now on Facebook, on my Facebook page, it says, did you post this? It looks like it might be spam. If you didn't post this yourself, we'll help to secure your account. I have seen this message on literally every other info.
So this is cyber war. As we protect the president, as we expose what's really happening, as Congress says it's fake, we're not allowed to tell the public they want their lie to work. It's not going to work. We're just going to leak more stuff, dumbasses, Zuckerberg.
Yes, Streisand effect. But now people can't comment on this post. They can't share it. It's basically defunct and dead on Facebook. And I'm seeing this for every other InfoWars link I've posted over the last 4 or 5 days. And as I said, it's because we're completely kicking their butts. You had CNN last night on Stelter's show, and we're going to play the clip later. They get up and say, basically, this fake news thing that we created, it's backfired. Now, everyone's calling us fake news. Of course, Trump pioneered that. So they've come up with a new term for it, which is VD, viral deception, which also, of course, sounds like a sexually transmitted disease. So last night, we started the hashtag CNN has VD on Twitter. That started going viral, and that's going to blow up in their face. But, you know, that doesn't really affect them as much as fake news would affect them, because very few things that CNN does actually go viral. So it kind of works in their favor. They regurgitate the common narrative on every issue. That's how they maintain power. Individually, they're not going viral with certain articles. So now, again, the Empire is striking back. They're trying to redefine fake news. This term has failed. The Stanford University study found that, quote, fake news, which does exist and is people deliberately putting out false information to make advertising money, which is not what we do. It's not people who have a different opinion, which is what they're treating it as to censor everyone else. So now that's happening. Stanford University study comes out and concludes, quote, fake news had no impact on the U.S. presidential election.
And
complete hoax.
By the way, Paul, I've got a whole team in there, and there's one Facebook that has your normal face, another that has the sepia face you're talking about. I just spent time in
the
there. We're just going to shut the whole show down until this happens. We're just going to shut the whole show down until this happens. Walk us through your webcam around and show everybody. This is one of my little OCD things I go through, because I don't think they're even showing your post in here. Give people the exact headline very slowly for everybody of what's been banned on Facebook, because we don't make a big enough deal about all this. Yeah, just show everybody. Let's just shut the whole show down until we have it. Here we go. We're going to show everybody right here. That's what folks want to see right here. That's what you don't want you to see, folks. Because, again, they're in a total war against us. Did you post this? It looks like it might be spam. Did you post this yourself? Okay, let's see the actual article in your controller they don't want you to see. Paul Watson, former CIA analyst Larry C. Johnson, says that according to his sources, that was on national TV, the Obama administration worked with the NSA, the CIA, and British GHQ to disseminate information about Donald Trump that was illegally obtained via surveillance. Now we have Congress saying this is totally credible. This is why they're banning it. It's former CIA analyst.
It can't be shared. There's no share option. There's no option to comment.
Right. So, guys, you're on his page. You say the Sepia page. Give us the exact URL
They might not be able to see it because I'm logged in.
No, understand. Nine times in a row, the actual Facebook URL, so folks can find it. We're going to see if it's been blocked. I don't care if they did or not. I want to show this. We're going to do this.
That's
or I'm going
to point,
die.
Alex. There is no URL because they've blocked it. So that's why people
can't
share.
Understand. But which Facebook of this is yours? Is the one with the Sepia?
This is the
Paul
Sepia
Joseph
one.
Watson.
Yeah, it's my name. It's the Sepia image. It's that one right there.
Okay, we're on that page. How many links down would that be? Because I don't even
well,
see it show
yesterday
up.
Yesterday morning, so it's probably about five or six down.
All right, five or six down. We're gonna do everything we can to show that. I believe it's been deleted where you cannot see it. So that's what they've done. Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just sick. Let's just keep scrolling through here. Okay, there's him and Trump.
Keep going.
Keep going.
Faster.
They don't want you to see any of this. They do not want you to know that they set Trump up because they're so scared. This is the CIA with Facebook doing this. Wow, they don't want you to
see. Keep going. Keep going down. It should be below the Mika Brzezinski video. So you should see the Mika Brzezinski video from yesterday. Keep going down. Is that the Mika? Yeah, that's where it should be.
All right, keep going.
Above Screechy Puff. There's Screechy Puff, the video. Now scroll up.
Wow. So because it's so credible and it's former CIA
it should be above there.
Exposing the illegalness, they've just deep-sexed
completely deleted. Nobody else can see it.
So they don't even want you to know that former top CIA folks are going on TV saying it's real. But guess what? Obama and Zuckerberg, it's all coming out anyways, criminals. So it doesn't matter what you do. Paul, back to you. I'll quit bugging you. Great job, Chris. I wanted to show that.
And then you see I've just clicked not spam, and it's still the same. It's still deleted. Even when you tell them it's not spam, it's still completely censored for everybody else. So this is how they're doing it. And I've seen this on every other InfoWars link that I've posted over the past 5 days. So basically half of the InfoWars links are now completely censored off of my Facebook. And I've seen it on your Facebook as well, Alex, where they do exactly the same thing. So, you know, this wasn't Henny Penny, the sky is falling. You've just seen an example of how they're wiping content off the internet. People say, well, why don't you just build your own Facebook? Well, we don't have like a billion people on it, so it would be completely pointless. You have to fight them on their own battleground. So again, that's just an example of how they're coming after us and how we're going to have to get around it, but we will win. Now, of course, the big news today is Vault 7. They're calling it bigger than Edward Snowden. You wouldn't know that from looking on the front page of CNN as of about an hour ago, because there's nothing whatsoever about the story. The biggest news story in America today, the biggest surveillance story people are saying for probably a decade or more, bigger than Edward Snowden. What was that? 4 years ago. Not a single story about this on the front page of CNN.
That's right, Paul. And let me just jump in because this is so important to all of us. We have the Infowars.com article you wrote and others we can put up on screen. Former CIA analyst Obama gave green light for NSA CIA to sabotage Trump. We use Facebook and Twitter to get this out, but folks, don't just count on that. Send the actual URL to everyone you know saying this is censored. They don't want you to know that the government rogue is targeting our president, trying to stop him. They are so scared of you. When I say spread these links, this is a war, people. So there it is, Infowars.com. That's why we jump around on Facebook, Google, Twitter, YouTube, all of it, because we're constantly being censored. People say, well, why don't you leave it? We are saying leave to InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, but they're after those. They cut off our sponsorship on Google Ads, banned last week. Roger Stone was banned. They're after us. It's a war with criminals that hijacked the government, and we're going to kick Zuckerberg and Eric Schmidt's goddamn asses. Go ahead, Paul. Spread the links! They're not going to win, these pieces of trash. Think they own us and our families while they run slave camps all over the world and suicide factories in China? Apple it's scum? Go ahead.
It's absolutely incredible because, again, they're the biggest progenitors of fake
Skip
news.
The most
harmful fake news imaginable, they're always behind it. And we saw another example just last week with Trump's big speech in front of Congress. you had during the 2 minutes applause.
They run Chinese death camps. They hate us and our families. Zuckerberg hates everyone. So does Schmidt. They're the enemy. So's Obama. God, people.
So you had Karen Owens, the widow of the military veteran who was killed. You know, she got the 2 minute standing ovation. Who wasn't standing for that ovation? Well, it was Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Ellison, the vice DNC chair. There was a journalist there at Trump's congressional speech who was constantly watching the Democrats, their reaction, the fact that they didn't clap anything, basically. He tweeted when this happened, Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Ellison did not stand for the elongated 2 minute applause of Karen Owens, the military widow. Fake news came out basically an hour or two after he tweeted this, called him a liar, set the entire Twitter sick mob, the witch hunt specialist, on this journalist because he tweeted that Wasserman Schultz and Ellison did not stand for the 2 minute applause of Karen Owens. They said they did stand. That was the first instance where she was applauded briefly. So she was applauded twice. The first one, they stood. The second elongated applause, where you had Karen Owens standing up crying, that was the big news story. Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Ellison did not stand. Yet the media, the fake news media, went after this journalist, claiming he was putting out fake news when he was completely accurate. You can read all about it. Here's the story. I reported facts from Trump's address to Congress. People who didn't like those facts called it fake news. So again, he goes through. There were two applauses. The first one, yes, they stood. The second elongated applause for Karen Owens, the military widow, the fallen Navy SEAL Ryan Owens. They did not stand for that at any point. That's shocking. That's a news story. He tweeted it out. They came after him within hours saying that he was putting out fake news and that they did stand for this 2 minutes applause. Complete BS. Once again, mainstream media caught putting out fake news while they call us fake news, while Facebook now directly censors our articles, as you've just seen. So you've got fake news across the board. You now have CNN. And this is happening probably at once every 2 weeks now. At what point does it stop being a coincidence? You had someone get on CNN talking about the link between terrorism and refugees, the link between terror attacks and migrants, the fact that the FBI says 30% of their domestic terrorism cases that they're investigating have links to refugees. Somebody gets up on CNN and says this, and they're cut off within seconds, just a coincidence. In fact, we've got this clip if we can go to it right now.
Congress now investigating President Trump's explosive claims of being wiretapped by the Obama administration.
That's Napolitano. We need to go to the CNN. Yeah, we'll get the right clip in a second. This is American Mirror. The headline is CNN cuts feed right after guest cites refugee crime stats. During a segment on Donald Trump's travel ban from terror-prone countries, the news network mysteriously lost its guest as he made a point about refugees. Yeah. This is the clip. We have it right now.
Important for our security. And I think the people overwhelmingly in the country want that as well, too, because, again, just today, the FBI comes out and says that 30% of their domestic terrorism cases that they're investigating are from folks who are refugees. It's important not to label all refugees bad people. That's not why I'm here. But
I was just going to say, Congressman, it's time to go, but I think the TV gremlins did that for us. Thank you very much to the Congressman for joining us.
Hey, whoops. Now, if it happened in isolation, if it only happened that one time, maybe a couple of other times over the course of, you know, 3 or 4 years, you would say that's just a coincidence. This has happened on CNN probably about 5 times in the past, 4 or 5 months. You had the instance where the reporter was talking about, you know, Hillary Clinton's super predator comment. That was cut. You had Bernie Sanders go up there just 2 or 3 weeks ago. He starts talking about fake news. He got cut. You had, I think it was a congressman talking about the WikiLeaks revelations right before the election. He was on with Chris Cuomo. He got cut. There are other examples in this American Mirror article. They go through them. Every time somebody starts to get onto a talking point which crushes their narrative, like the link between terrorism and refugees, again, the FBI says 30% of their domestic terrorism cases are related to migrants, to refugees, he suddenly goes, bye-bye, just a coincidence. And CNN, as I discussed earlier, has now come out and completely disavowed this fake news term. They're saying it doesn't work. Of course, months ago, we featured the stories, I think it was in the Washington Post, where they admitted this fake news term has been appropriated by the people who were accusing of being fake news, and it's being used against us. And of course, the pioneer of that was Donald Trump himself. So probably 2 or 3 months ago now, they realized that this was only damaging them, that fake news was becoming a synonym for the mainstream media. So now they're having to change the term. This is up on Milo Yiannopoulos' website. CNN invents new phrase for fake news, promptly gets accused of that too. There you see the Washington Post talking about fake news. But CNN has apparently abandoned the fake news slur after it blew up in their face horrendously. The Reliable Sources Twitter account tweeted the following video earlier today explaining the flaws of the fake news slur. Following that video's release, which we're going to play here in a second, Twitter users began proclaiming hashtag CNN has VD, which I'm proud to say that I started. No word yet on whether President Donald Trump will recognize CNN's new status as a viral deception platform. So they've renamed, CNN has renamed fake news as viral deception, as VD, literally sounds like a sexual disease. Again, because they acknowledge this fake news slur only boomeranged and blew up in their own faces. Not just because we used it against them in an ad hominem manner like they did against us, but because you had the Stanford University study, which again showed that, quote, fake news had no impact on the US presidential election. No noticeable impact. So whereas, you know, it's a back and forth between the alternative media and the mainstream media calling each other fake news, you actually dig down underneath this narrative and you realize it's completely phony to begin with. Their whole narrative was that Donald Trump won the election because of Russian hacking, no evidence for that, and because of fake news manipulating American voters. Stanford University study, not exactly a right-wing outfit, found that, quote, fake news had no impact on the US presidential election. Narrative debunked. Now they're having to disavow the term altogether. They've renamed it VD. Let's go to this CNN clip. Do we have the clip? All right, we'll try and get that in a minute. But again, it just shows you the absolute desperation that's taking hold. Again, as of an hour ago, Vault 7, what they're calling the biggest, a bigger story than the Edward Snowden revelations, and CNN on their front page, again, maybe different now, but as of an hour ago, after this story had already been out for hours, they did not have one single story on Vault 7. Absolutely incredible. Is it any wonder that they get called fake news? Is it any wonder that they're having to change terms, change definitions? And now, as you saw, Facebook just outright censoring Infowars.com articles altogether. You know, we had it before where, I think it was on Twitter or Facebook, where we would post a picture of an ISIS fighter to illustrate a news article about ISIS, and they would delete the article claiming that it was ISIS propaganda. You know, similar to how they're now opening up charges for Marine Le Pen. They've removed protection so charges could happen, where she posts ISIS photos of them, for example, killing, burning the Jordanian pilot in the cage as evidence that ISIS is a threat. And now they say that that is spreading ISIS propaganda. She could be charged for that. Absolutely ridiculous. But they've done that on social media for years. Now they're bypassing that altogether and just censoring InfoWars links as soon as you post them by declaring them spam. No one can share them. No one can comment on them. Again, that was going viral, that particular article on the Alex Jones Facebook page. It got through there. I have to check back, see if they've deleted it there as well. But on my page, which, you know, has another 450,000 followers, gone. Memory hold. This is the fake news war that is now heating up. And of course, it's to target not just news organizations, but people like WikiLeaks. Remember, we had that whole narrative about how they wanted to define WikiLeaks as fake news. They wanted to suggest that the Podesta emails were fake, that they weren't real. They tried that. That failed. Now we have Vault 7 massive revelations coming out, particularly about the CIA exploring ways to hack vehicles in order to carry out undetectable assassinations. This is up on Infowars.com. Newly released documents by WikiLeaks reveal that the CIA explored hacking the control systems of modern vehicles, potentially to carry out undetectable assassinations. So the quote from WikiLeaks, as of October 2014, the CIA was looking at infecting the vehicle control systems used by cars and trucks, again, to engage in nearly undetectable assassinations. Well, what happened to Michael Hastings? He wrote an article 11 days before a mysterious car crash entitled "Why Democrats Love to Spy on Americans." 11 days before his car crash. Isn't that interesting? Isn't it interesting that Michael Hastings was working on a big expose of the CIA, was receiving death threats, and basically running away from government agents days before his car crash? We'll be back on the Alex Jones Show live. Don't go away.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
We are back live, and as you saw before the breaks, Facebook is now directly censoring Infowars.com articles. We've complained about this for many years. Sometimes it's been redressed after pressure. Now they're just censoring right at the source. This is the only way they can try and defeat us, because they're losing when it comes to having an actual fair argument on a level playing field. We're kicking their butts over and over again on every single issue. So they have to play dirty. And, you know, liberals will say, oh, it's a private company. They can. Yeah, it's funny that, isn't it, that liberals are only for the rights of private companies when those private companies are censoring conservatives. They don't have that same zeal for supporting the private rights of private companies, you know, when, for example, a bakery refuses to bake a gay wedding cake. Oh, then private companies have no rights whatsoever. They have to do whatever they're told. But not when it comes to censoring conservatives. That one little facet in isolation, then they're really for the private rights of companies. Interesting that, isn't it? Very interesting. Given that Twitter now, Facebook as well, they want to be considered as public utilities, it's basically coming to the point where, you know, it would be akin to them shutting off your landline phone because you posted things on the internet which the government didn't like. That's the level that it's coming to. If they want to be considered public utilities, then fine. We'll treat you as one. You can't censor people for posting articles about ex-CIA analysts who come out and say that Trump's right, that Obama did order the spying, that it was ordered for the CIA and the NSA to sabotage Trump's embryonic administration. Perfectly legitimate news story. Not intended to deceive, not created under false pretenses, simply to get advertising clicks. Completely genuine, legitimate, real news story censored by Facebook at its source. It's no longer hyperbole. We're under attack every single day, and that's why we need your support. Again, by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com, we have free shipping on everything across the board this week only. Free shipping on absolutely everything. And you can get the ultimate paleo formula, Caveman. In addition to free shipping for 33% off, this is the ultimate in true paleo nutrition. You have the bone broth, turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great tasting formula. It is Caveman. It's available right now for 33% off the introductory price at InfoWarsStore.com. This is cutting-edge nutraceutical science and ancient nutrition added to that to increase potency and maximize benefits. It is caveman true paleo formula. It is 33% off, free shipping of that available at InfoWarsStore.com. We need your support now more than ever. This is not a cliche. This is not hyperbole. We're under attack. We just gave you yet another example of that 20 minutes ago. Please support us by getting the products at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, free shipping on absolutely everything for this week only at InfoWarsStore.com. Now we have that video ready. This is Brian Stelter, CNN, talking about how their fake news narrative has been completely overturned, boomeranged back on them, blew up in their face. So now they're having to redefine it. Let's go to the clip.
We've talked a lot on this program about fake news, and I know that's a term that you detest. Why is that? What should we be calling made-up stories instead?
I'd like to call them viral deception, and I'd like to use the VD acronym because I'd like to associate it with venereal disease.
Venereal disease.
We don't want to get venereal disease. If you find someone who's got it, you want to quarantine them and cure them. You don't want to transmit it. By virtue of saying fake news, we ask the question, well, what is real news? And you invite people to label everything they disapprove of fake news. As a result, it's not a useful concept. What are we really concerned about? Deception, and deception of a certain sort that goes viral.
Right.
Much of that deception isn't actually imitating news. It's imitating news-like structures. It's narrative and form. But nonetheless, if we say we're only concerned with fake news, we may be missing a lot of things that are going viral that are deceptive, and many things that are found in quasi-fake news sites, that is, they're appropriating the credibility of news, trying to look like the CNN website, for example, aren't only found there, sometimes aren't.
So there you have it. Hashtag CNN has VD, hashtag CNN has VD. That actually, somebody told me it started trending last night on Twitter. I don't know, I was in bed at the time, but let's turn this one back on them as well. If they want to play more games, we'll play more games. Of course, what's really fake news is when the fake news mainstream media went after this reporter and claimed he was lying when he tweeted out that Wasserman Schultz and Keith Ellison didn't stand for the two-minute applause of the military widow during Trump's speech. That was completely true. They didn't stand, but the fake news mainstream media came out and attacked this journalist. They sicked the Twitter outrage mob on him when he was completely accurate. You know what's fake news? It's fake news when the media comes out and says that Trump supporters were waving Russian flags at CPAC. A lot of fake news journalists came out and said that it was completely inaccurate. They were given these flags by a leftist organization that had crashed the event. Then they instantly took a picture of them. They didn't include that in the article because they were putting out fake news. It was fake news when the mainstream media said that 300,000 people attended an anti-Trump protest in London. That didn't happen. Only around 2,000 people attended that protest a couple of weekends ago. Again, fake news. BuzzFeed came out a few weeks ago and said that the deep state doesn't exist. Literally said it was a conspiracy theory, that there were elements within the NSA and CIA that were trying to sabotage Trump. Said the deep state itself was a conspiracy theory, okay? That's fake news. You have CNN coming out about a month ago saying that Le Pen is winning in France because Russia is interfering in the French election. Again, completely fake news. You know, the Trump Pissgate dossier. Completely fake news. They get caught in the most egregious, damaging fake news over and over again. So yes, they've earned the moniker fake news. And now they don't like it. So they're trying to change it into VD. CNN has VD. Hashtag CNN has VD. Let's make that blow up in their face as well. Absolutely incredible. Of course, another thing they would have labeled fake news back in 2006 when we first reported on it is the fact that the government was using microphones in mobile phones, in computers, in smart televisions to spy on people's conversations. They would have called that fake news when we put it out. In fact, they did call us conspiracy theorists when we published that 11 years ago. 11 years before this current controversy with Vault 7 and WikiLeaks. And I posted the original article from 2006 up on Twitter today. This was written 11 years ago, okay? Government industry to use computer microphones to spy on 150 million Americans. Private industry and eventually government is planning to use microphones in the computers of an estimated 150 million plus internet active Americans to spy on their lifestyle choices, build psychological profiles, which will be used for surveillance and Minority Report style invasive advertising and data mining. So again, September 2006, we put out what WikiLeaks is now reporting on from these leaked CIA documents that they were planning to, and in fact did, use smart televisions, cell phones, and computers, use the microphones to spy on people's conversations. They would have called us conspiracy theorists, fake news outlets for reporting on that 11 years ago. And then you saw, you just flashed up there briefly, back in 2012, and this gets even more specific, we put out the article with the headline, Samsung TVs can be hacked to spy on viewers. December 14, 2012. What, four and a bit years before this came out today, with the exact same information, the CIA using Samsung smart TVs to spy on people's conversations via the microphone embedded in the TV, with people thinking that they've turned them off and they're not even turned off. So over 4 years ago, Infowars.com reported on that specifically, Samsung TVs being used to spy on people's conversations. We reported on it again in November 2014 with this headline, Samsung Smart TV records personal conversations and sends them to third parties. They admitted in their own privacy policy, a 46-page document, that all newly purchased Samsung Smart TVs had voice recognition technology that, quote, may capture voice commands and associated text in order to improve the features of the system. They go on to state, again, we report this in 2014. They go on to state, spoken words, including personal or other sensitive information, that information will be among the data captured and transmitted to a third party through your use of voice recognition. Turns out that one of those third parties was the Central Intelligence Agency. At least that's implied and suggested by this Vault 7 WikiLeaks release today. So again, we would have been called conspiracy theorists and fake news for reporting on Samsung recording people's personal conversations via microphones embedded in smart TVs. We reported on it in 2012. We reported on it in 2014. And in fact, you can go back 11 years to 2006 when we reported that government was going to use these microphones that would then be connected to the internet via the Internet of Things to record people's conversations, because as we know, and we've known it since the late 90s, Echelon, the NSA, has been storing all this information. We've known about it the whole time. And in fact, we've got a clip from Judge Napolitano talking about that. He was on Fox and Friends this morning. Napolitano basically laid it out. He said that the intelligence community, the deep state, which BuzzFeed says doesn't exist, they're terrified of an investigation into Obama spying on Trump, not really because of the current concerns over that, the contemporary concerns over that, but because it would reveal the fact that mass surveillance of Americans has been taking place basically for decades now, that every single text message, every single conversation, every single email is being digitally recorded. Are they being listened to in real time? Well, William Binney says yes. They probably don't have the capability to do that for absolutely everyone, but they're being digitally recorded. Keywords will flag the system. If you say one of the keywords, one of the naughty words, they will flag your file and your personal conversations will be spied on, will be catalogued. And that's what Napolitano was talking about on Fox News today. Let's go to this clip.
Congress now investigating President Trump's explosive claims of being wiretapped by the Obama administration during the race for the White House.
Yep, the shocking allegation spurring hasty denials from the former president and intel officials. But if true, what sort of legal trouble could they face?
We have called in Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano, who's got a headline. And the headline is, the president of the United States, if he wanted to, Barack Obama, he could order a wiretap.
Absolutely. If Donald Trump wanted to, he could surveil anybody. That's directly in the FISA statute, which after laying out a lot of detailed procedures about what the NSA is supposed to do, says literally, notwithstanding all of the above, the President of the United States may on his own conduct surveillance or order surveillance of any person in the United States upon the filing of a certification with the Attorney General, of course, works for the President. Mm-hmm. So the idea that it was illegal for Barack Obama to listen to the phone calls and in-person conversations of Donald Trump is wrong. It, in my view, is immoral and profoundly unconstitutional and utterly wrong, but it's lawful because Congress has said it is lawful. This is power that was given to every president from Jimmy Carter up to and including Donald Trump. It's still
in the statute. Judge, I don't think the power was intended to spy on your political enemy.
Well, of course not. Of course not. But the language is so broad that it would authorize it. So the last thing in the world the intelligence community wants is an investigation by the Congress which will expose how truly pervasive spying is, how the intelligence community captures everything we say on our mobile devices,
every
time we touch a key on our mobile devices, on our desktops, every conversation on landline, every piece of data that goes across any fiber in the United States into or out of the United States is captured digitally by the NSA. The NSA is in the military. So the president tells the military, I need the conversation Trump had with Kilmeade in Trump Tower. He'll have it in a few minutes.
Well, let me ask you this. When James Clapper came out and says, I'm National Intelligence Director, if somebody wiretapped the Trump Tower, I would know about it, and it didn't happen.
He actually didn't say it that way. He chose his words very carefully.
Semantics.
He said, if somebody got a FISA warrant for this, I would know about it. The president doesn't need a FISA warrant because the statute authorizes the president to bypass FISA.
So there you have it. And of course, yesterday, a bunch of people came out, including Bob Beckel, one of the most loathsome individuals out there on Fox News, and said, this is just a massive conspiracy theory. How dare Trump say that Obama spied on him? Why doesn't he produce the evidence? All he needs to do is get the FISA record, because he would have had to put it through that process to spy on Donald Trump. Well, as Judge Napolitano explained there, no, he didn't. Obama can directly order his attorney general to spy on Donald Trump directly. We know they spied on General Flynn. That's completely admitted. We know they were spying on Trump Tower when it came to Paul Manafort and his supposed business dealings with the Russians. So we know they were spying on Trump Tower in those two separate instances. But it's a massive fake news conspiracy theory to even suggest that Obama may have ordered Donald Trump himself to be surveilled. They're literally trying to make that argument as if it's, you know, completely out of the ordinary that anyone could even suggest this. Even though they've done it to Manafort, they did it to General Flynn. So no, it's not out of the ordinary. And in fact, later on in that clip, Judge Napolitano went on to say that, you know, he does think that Obama ordered Donald Trump to be spied on. And we know that they're keeping all the information anyway. That's the point. All of our records are being documented, are being catalogued, are being warehoused in giant facilities by the NSA, not just the metadata, but actual details of emails and conversations. And you can go to this article on Infowars.com. Investigation into Obama spying on Trump would reveal mass surveillance of all Americans. You can go there and link through. I've linked directly to the BBC article from 1999. What, 18 years ago, where the Australian government admits they were part of an NSA-led global intercept and surveillance program called Echelon that could listen to, quote, every international telephone call, fax, email, or radio transmission on the planet. That was BBC in 1999, and we're still having this argument about mass surveillance. It's incredible. We'll be back with the final segment of The Alex Jones Show, breaking news at InfoWars.com.
InfoWars.com studios. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Paul Joseph Watson.
Final segment of this fourth hour of The Alex Jones Show. Before we get into a few final news stories again, we're under constant attack. We need your support by spreading the links going directly to InfoWars.com. You've seen Facebook censoring us at the source. You need to go to InfoWars.com directly every single day. Don't just rely on social media ghettos. You know, like Matt Drudge warned about when he was on the show about 18 months ago. Don't rely on them. You need to go direct to InfoWars.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Support us by getting the products 33% off the Ultimate Paleo Formula Caveman. It has the bone broth, the turmeric root, chaga mushroom, and seven total primal superfoods in a single great-tasting formula. Read the independent third-party reviews. Again, five-star reviews, 33% off the introductory price. Free shipping on everything at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping on absolutely everything for this week only. And Caveman, available right now at 33% off. Support us as we face down this enemy with intensifying, increasing attacks and censorship on a daily basis. We're over the target. We're taking flak. They don't like it. The Empire is striking back. Support us right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Few final news stories. Information Liberation reports headstones at Jewish cemetery fell over from poor maintenance, had been toppled for years. Oh dear. This doesn't look very good for their narrative. Now recall that for the past few weeks, they've been spinning these bomb threats aimed against Jewish community centers, suggesting that Donald Trump and his supporters were to blame for it. That kind of died a death on Friday when it emerged that a partisan left-wing anti-Trump weirdo was responsible for at least some of those threats, Juan Thompson. He, in fact, had been busy just a couple of days before, as I mentioned in the article about it, retweeting hate about me. So it's particularly enjoyable to be loathed by such horrible individuals. Talk about a narrative fail. You had a Islam convert, anti-Trump, hysterical left-wing journalist being exposed as being responsible for the bomb threats against Jewish community centers. Now it turns out that some of the headstones at Jewish cemeteries that are now being turned over, apparently vandalized, were in fact that way because of environmental conditions and poor maintenance. So again, another narrative fail. American Mirror reports Trump executive order requires published reports on migrant honor killings. President Donald Trump's new executive order temporarily pausing immigration from six nations, which are compromised by terrorism, now includes a section mandating the government to release reports on crimes committed by migrants, which will include so-called honor killings of women. The feminists are not going to like this one. God forbid Donald Trump would expose how women are being killed. They'd rather just chant Allah Akbar and worship the religion of peace. They're not going to like that one bit. They're not going to like this either. Out of Breitbart, war correspondent says Mosul safer for women than Sweden. Award-winning war correspondent Magda Gad has tweeted from Mosul that the war-torn city is safer for women and more peaceful than Sweden's capital city of Stockholm. She says it's safer to women for women to walk around at night. But again, according to the left, Sweden is a safe, peaceful bastion as they invite in hundreds of thousands of more migrants. We have RT reporting 11 rioters arrested after hurling rocks at police and TV crew during Swedish school brawl. Turns out that they, once again, were migrants. Imagine my shock. New data, liberal utopia Sweden sees huge bump in molestation in 2016. Guess why? Two guesses. First two don't count. It's migrants. Once again, the liberal utopia of Sweden is melting down. That's going to wrap it up for today's show. Breaking news at InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
We're selling a product, DNA Force, that is the very best nutraceutical that we can produce. Dr. Group, you took years for you to develop DNA Force for us.
It's been something that I've been working on for a long time, Alex, because I think it's very, very important.
What the aging process is when the cell replicates, we lose a little bit of our telomeres. Telomeres are the little cups on the end of our chromosomes.
Basically. And when it runs out, you start dying.
We chose the PQQ because it has over 175 different clinical trials. It's one of the most effective substances in the world. It works like an antioxidant. It works to repair nerve growth factor.
So this is a formula to deliver the maximum amount. It's in powder form.
We have so many five-star reviews. I take this. This is the product that I take.
InfoWarsLife.com and the profit we make. We fight the globals. We fight the New World Order.
Secure your DNA force today at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.